How's it go? We drink beer and know things. It's what we do. It's the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show. Uh-oh.
Not wasting time here.
Let's go!
That's a new beer entering the show. We talk about beer. We drink beer, obviously. We just open one. And we hopefully inform you on beers you should be, maybe could be wanting to drink. Wales, bro. We listen to listeners. We do all these things. It's fun. It's craft beer. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And special guest this week, returning from the Dorktown.
Returning champ.
From Dorktown Podcast in North Clovis, Bell.
Oh, I was going to say producer Becky. I was going to try to trick all you guys.
Yeah. Oh,
to try to stay in producer Becky voice the whole time. Totally, you fucked it up, Mike. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Well, you got to talk about these show ideas before we start.
You should just know. I figured after podcasting for I don't know how many goddamn years, you'd have fucking known by now, but apparently you didn't.
I should have known.
You're a second-rate hack.
I should have heard it. Like, Bells is going to try and be producer.
You're a second-rate hack, and these poor schlubs haven't fucking realized it yet. Yeah. That's all it is.
Eventually they'll catch on,
and they'll realize that you are just a low-rate hack.
I know. Eventually.
Maybe you're five.
I haven't yet.
5 to 7, I think.
You're a junkyard podcaster.
That's my wrestling name.
There you go. JYP.
I come out with a portable recorder.
That's right.
And headphones. And when I come out from behind the curtain, I'm all, oh!
JYP.
I record the crowd. That's my little bit.
Michael Jackson writes a song about you.
To the ring.
Okay. You record the crowd.
I try to interview a fan as I'm walking into the ring.
Oh, and then you could just play back the crowd yelling at your opponent when you go to say something to him.
Yep.
You know what?
Yep, I'll just have all kinds of sound bites.
Yeah, loaded in your recorder.
That's right. That's good.
You never officially say anything. You just always play sound bites.
Yes. Oh, yes. I never actually talk. Oh, I like that. I'm building my wrestling character right now. But we have a new beer, as you heard. This one is donated to the show from back east, Exapero.
Big dog.
Jake's Abbey Craft Lagers. Excess India Pale Lager.
It says 3X dry hop on the top of the can.
Three
too.
Times the dry hop. They just went for it. 80 IBUs. I looked at the
I did not. ABV. I don't know if the other two stayed true and didn't look at it.
I did not
ABV.
Look at it.
Okay.
I did not either.
I haven't tasted it yet.
Guess the alcohol content.
And yes,
here.
I am here taking over and crashing your guys' show again.
Right. No, wait. Welcome. Can I take a nap then?
Needs to be done.
Dorktown Podcast.
I'll see you guys later.
Is where Bells is from.
So. I'm going to say 6.5.
All right. Bearded Brewer says 6.5.
Oh, we're wagering? Oh, hell no. 4.5.
Wow, you're going for a 4.5, huh?
Sesh.
Bells. Dun 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 dun.
5.8.
Ooh, smack in the middle.
Well, what was yours?
6.5.
Okay. Bearded Brewer wins. It's 7.2.
Whoa. Ooh,
I'm glad I didn't go with my other guess because I was going to say 7.3.
Well, yeah, you have been over, bro. That's how the game plays.
To me, it's drinkable, but for me, I get a little pepperness or peppery flavor.
There is pepper.
On the front of the tongue.
I'm getting that too.
And
okay.
Yeah.
To me, that's kind of what when beers start creeping in the 7% range. I get a little pepper thing going on the front of the tongue.
Are you talking fresh ground or?
Yeah.
Or cayenne.
Cayenne pepper.
Or like the Round Table little pepper packets.
I'm getting the grocery store.
Crushed red pepper?
I'm getting the grocery store salt and pepper shrink wrap together.
Oh. What about the In-N-Out the little paper tube.
Yes, the fast food pepper. Yeah, there you go. You nailed it.
Yeah, the one you rip open with your teeth and accidentally sniff it.
What am I doing this?
What about the nasty ass ones, the unsanitary ones from Mionettes that have been fondled by like every pedophile on the face of this planet? It's pretty nasty.
Wait, pedophile pepper?
Well, you know, just people. Yeah, like sick bastards.
They're sick.
Bunch of sick bastards. Ass picking.
The knurled plastic shakers that just sit on the table forever.
The little globes, the glass globes.
Oh, the globes.
Remember those?
Yeah.
They were like, and they had the little ridges
on
there.
All right, now I know.
They were ribbed for everyone's pleasure.
The ones that are on the table.
Yeah. See, you'd never want to be with my friends because we'd always loosen the lid. So you'd get it and you'd be like, oh, this lid's a little loose. And so you'd pretend that you're tightening it. And then set the lid back on top and pass the next guy. And then, boom, it's just Parmesan all over his pizza or pepper flakes.
Oh,
or whatever.
My That's God. Right. The hilarity.
That's great. And then your other friend, like, sucker punches him. Get it all on fucking
A huge fight happens, and you're not friends anymore.
It's like a YouTube thing. Well, it's the Mionettes Parmesan sucker punch.
What do you guys think of this Jax Abbey
love that trick.
Excess?
It is dry as all fuck. I would not guess that it's a triple dry hop.
I drank mine already.
But it is damn good. Mm. That is something that I would sit down at a bar and order.
It disguises a lager pretty well.
I like it.
I can't tell if that's me that stinks or the beer.
It's got
we're even right now.
It's got an interesting bite to it. I think it's got more of like a, maybe like an Amarillo bite. That's maybe a little bit more of that flavor.
Amarillo.
A little more cat pissiest, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say a little mango, a little tropical something in there.
All right, well, before the mics went hot, industry term, 3PZ, I brought up from San Diego. I bought in San Diego, but this is actually an L.A. beer. From Three Weavers Brewing, this is called Stateside Session IPA.
And by San Diego, you mean northern Tijuana, right?
Yeah. I mean, basically, that's what it is. Checking. This is actually from Inglewood. The wood. Not far from El Segundo Brewing. Three Weavers. I don't know if Three Weavers has a tap room. I want to say they do. Do they?
Yes.
You've seen, like, pictures of people having funds?
I was advised by Who's Craft last time I was in L.A.,
to go check out Stateside.
It's right next door to Two Weavers.
Is it made of brick? Because it's
I don't know if Bells is upset he missed that joke.
First, or just that bad. It
totally went over my head.
I mean, didn't say it first.
It's a basket shop, though.
We also had donated to the show from Libertine Brewing. Our listener, Tyler. Wild IPA from Libertine.
I don't know about IPA.
But Bells wants the hops up front, straight up clean hops.
That thing had a punch of carbonation to the face. I'll tell you that.
That's it. Yeah, instead of that carbonation, just hop the shit out of it.
Felt like pop hops, rocks,
and it'd be good.
It was good though. I enjoy that beer every time I have it.
Oh, every time.
I like to try it. I like
is that one you get when you're in the tap room.
I had it twice at the tap room, and then that's the third bottle that I've been able to partake.
Is it as carbonated in the tap room as it was out of the bottle? I'd like to try this again, like we were talking earlier, about a day
open. I would say
that I'd like it to flatten out a little
put
bit.
Put it back in the fridge.
And then just try it again.
That's an interesting concept.
I'd like to try it with half the carb.
What happens to it later in the show.
Half carb.
We'll have it later.
I'll take the half carb.
We put it in our new physics machine, brought to you by physics, physics.com.
For more information. Can it defizz?
The physics machine is the, in case you missed last week, it's the, it's where you can put any of your beer vessels into it, and it kind of turns it, Traeger. I don't know. I'm trying to
Keurig.
Say. Keurig. Keurig's your kind of makes a Keurig beer. Keurig.
Nice.
And so it simulates a draft, having a draft system, and it was coming out super carbonated.
You could feel fancy.
So not made for the physics because it's lots of carbonation.
Is the physics shower safe?
I think you could make it battery
powered, so just don't get it wet.
Just seal up.
I don't see any water resistance there.
Yeah.
To answer your question though, I want to say on draft in the tap room that they might be a little bit lower carb,
a little bit less carbonated.
I don't know if that they would naturally carbonate in a keg. That probably be a forced carb situation.
So it'd be controlled carbonated.
Probably controlled. And same thing, if something is over carbed, it'd be kind of harder to pour.
Right.
Through a draft system. So okay. I think that might hard be a little pour. Bit. I could be wrong.
Hard pour.
But it might be a little bit more hard controlled.
Well, that makes sense. What just don't ask Tyler, okay? Because it'll take like 3 hours to get the fucking answer out of him. All right. Sorry. There was it. I was as much my shot. Hey. I got it in there. Hey.
Damn good. Oh, it was damn good. Nice to have somebody that can talk and I could just sit back and listen like a listener. Really? I enjoyed that. Great start to our tailgating, and that's the current beer is the IPL. So what's going on in the world of craft beer? Anybody got some craft beer?
I don't know. Budweiser, American craft can beer
culture.
It's pretty good.
That's all, bro.
Looks pretty good to me, man.
It looks pretty good to me.
Somewhere between
the damn cam looks pretty good to me. And if you say it's not, you're a son of a bitch and a communist.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
great bells, look what you did.
Red Frank is joining the show.
That's not Red Frank, dude. That's not Red Frank.
That's his younger brother.
Yeah.
Blue Balls.
Blue Balls.
That's his cousin.
Blue Bill Balls.
That's his cousin from Texas.
Blue Bills.
Some local news. Full Circle is in demo mode. They said that they'd be closed for a few weeks for renovations.
Full Circle Brewing in demo mode.
They have dumpsters out back, and they are tearing shit out.
Whoa.
So
they are.
But the knickknacks. Wow. The knickknacks!
With the Riley's Brewer brewing there now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I heard about this.
Yep.
Wow.
So it will be polished and different when we go in there now.
All right. Can I recommend something for him? To
yes.
him?
Yes.
From whatever. He was doing all that stuff at Riley's prior to.
He was bumping up Riley's credibility.
All right. They did like this IPA for AppCal, and I forgot what it was called.
Wasn't the Catching Up, was it?
No.
It was
I know what you're talking about, and now I'm not going to be able to think of the name.
It was Vixen. It was something.
No, we even had one here.
Yeah, it was like a bottle of it. It was a specialty bottle.
The Gargoyle.
The Gargoyle. Thank you.
Bam. The wall provided on
Gargoyle.
That one.
They were onto something with Gargoyle, and they left it alone. They never did anything with it again.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they couldn't get the hops again.
Pick that up, man, or tweak that. Do something with that, because you're onto something.
He probably
huge
can't
there.
Call it Gargoyle, but he can call it something.
Oh, who
else
cares? Call it.
Yeah, it's
I don't
the same
care
when I did Gargoyle.
Call it. Hey,
but it's called Dragoyle now.
Dragoyle.
This is the crazy winged bird thing. Devil bird. This is the devil bird.
Call it. Timekeeper and the, mm-hmm. or no, gatekeeper and the.
Just spell it backwards. It's the Gorgoyle.
Oil gog.
Wouldn't that be a bitch if it spelled the same thing backwards as it does forward?
You're like, no, it's not the same beer. Yeah,
it's race car backwards, yeah. I swear.
What else?
And then some San Diego news. Stone Greg figured out how to use Instagram stories. Uh-oh. Proving that uh-oh. People over 50 can still use Instagram and technology.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Was he alone and drunk at 2 a.m.? Or was he doing something purposeful?
He was signing like 20th anniversary posters, and he was talking about it. He's all, look, this old guy knows how to work Instagram. I'm too old for Snapchat. And
no accidental taints, right?
No, well, maybe.
That's what, I've known, nobody does that. That's
nobody
ridiculous.
Does that.
And then that led to him.
It was an accident.
Thank God Snapchat wasn't around a couple years ago.
Jesus.
Then that led to him to letting another cat out of the bag, which Stone is releasing or bottling their next Encore series. They're redoing the 5th anniversary. As the next Encore. So he kind of leaked that out. And then another little tidbit of news kind of looking out for I want to try is about 2 days ago, somebody posted a growler that was filled up by Firestone with Loopalonic Distortion number 3.
Wow, that's quick.
which seems like, yeah, we waited. It was like February until like fucking
a long time for
like two. June for the first batch to run out. And well, then I can the tell second you why. Now we're in the third. Oh.
Bells, you have some insight on this.
Yeah, it was number two sucks. Yeah,
whoa, they're like,
fuck, man, let's get
they're like,
three
let's
out,
get
dude.
To get the three. Go, 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 go.
People are saying this beer sucks, and
I didn't have a problem with two.
It doesn't have much flavor. There's not much hop. Off the beginning, it's like
it's not as good as one.
It tastes like a Coors Light to me.
I didn't have a problem with two.
It does not taste
Firestone Light.
The first one tastes. You could taste hops in it. It tasted good.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, not so much.
Not so much.
I was
That's funny. So we were talking about that a little bit ago.
I was a little disappointed in it.
It's supposed to be every 90 days this beer comes out. So it's basically Firestone's Enjoy By series.
Yeah, that's fine.
So same malt bill, different hops every time.
Malt bill.
So they're not going. Number two is not going to be the same. I guess number three is probably not going to be the same again.
No, yeah. They're saying people have already been talking about it.
Yeah,
saying it's a little more danky.
Number three, on,
it's got a little more of a fruity end.
Yeah.
And so I'll be interested in trying. It's not like I'm not going to try it. But fuck yeah, man. It's a $7, $8 six pack at Save Mart, man. You can't go wrong.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. That, yeah.
Can't there you
that.
Go. You're going to get a 5.8.
Cans, too. Cans.
Six packs.
Can't get the cans. Mm,
so that
cans.
That was my other tidbit was somebody already posted a can on the social medias today. Whoa. So not only had growler fills happen, now the cans are rolling out. So something to
look out for. Yeah, it's good. That's good. I always keep a lookout out for the Kahwea Slauncher.
I want to
get a hold of this
for
fucking
a couple
thing.
Weeks, man.
People have been talking the shit out of this thing, and I want to know
what's
up.
Has there been some talk in the past couple weeks?
Well,
somebody had one?
I don't know. Someone posted one.
Where'd
they
get it?
And I don't know if it was an old pick.
Yeah.
You know? Like when it's like an old pick.
Yeah.
But there's like, oh, look what I got. I'm like, well, either that or it's really old. But
I don't think we're gonna
that's
have
something
any.
I want to.
I think it's going away.
And it will never come back again.
You could ask Jake from State Farm. He's always down in that area.
Maybe in heaven.
I think it's something that comes out like once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Seasonal. But if you don't believe that, Mike, I mean, whatever. You got the Festival of Dankness shirt on.
Beer heaven.
You've got a beer ooh, shirt on, so you're the
more
professional.
More on Festival of Dankness later in the show.
I'm just a podcaster.
Yeah.
I'm not a beer professional.
Right. Right.
You know.
Yeah. We all know.
Yeah.
Well, we teach classes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sign up for my webinar.
Yeah.
And it'll get you started.
Oh, man. Last time I saw anything you had on a webinar, it was like your taint.
this is how you send pictures.
I don't want to see that shit.
Various body parts in late at night, guys.
Yeah, I don't want to see
half
that
hour
shit.
Webinar. I'll give you all the tips and tricks.
Just setting up the camera, guys. Sorry.
It's coming.
Hey, I don't want to move the show along, but I don't want to pour any more of that Libertine carbonated stuff. So why don't you crack open another beer or something?
Oh,
or give
another
me some
one.
Beer.
Man, we need some new beer.
I'm thirsty over
Bells
here.
Bells is officially the beer producer for
I showed up with my thirst.
I showed up with my thirst.
Okay.
That's the equivalent of bringing a fork to a buffet.
<That's right.
laughs> Or a potluck, I mean.
I brought my own fork.
What'd you bring? Come I brought on. My fork.
I love gold.
New beer.
16-ounce can, I call it.
All right, I'll go left to right of the podcast.
Bells gets
now,
second
Bells.
Pour.
You get second pour, middle pour.
What?
We've determined that middle pour is best.
Wait,
I've got my top
thumb,
pour being...
I have my thumb over the ABV.
That's first middle pour, then.
First middle
second
pour.
Second pour is first middle pour.
What do we have here, Bells?
Here we have a... Nimble from Trogs. Trogs Independent... Independent, bruh.
Independent brewing, bro.
Yeah, they're not owned by
fuck
big
yeah,
company.
Dude. That's what we're about. Indie brew. Nimble, indie beer. Indie beer.
Giant.
Hashtag indie beer.
Hashtag indie beer.
This is Nimble Giant once a year, double IPA, handcrafted.
Duval.
By the Trogs Brothers.
It's pronounced
donated.
Dumbass.
Actually,
So, Mr. Dumbass.
We have this.
This is the ABV.
This is Exo Perros donation, but also George Daly donated one too. So we got
double.
Yeah, we got this twice.
So if we like it,
We're covered. Going around the table now, everybody is trying it.
I'm looking for the pepper.
Just barely missed that percentage.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen it. Yes.
Wait, so nobody saw it?
Mm. Uh-uh. So a full guess. Nobody look. Nope. Don't look.
Mm. Oh, I guess we could all guess.
Yeah, let's all guess, and then.
Oh, I see the IBU.
And then you could be the judge.
Does that taint things? Taint things.
Well, what's the IBU?
You can get some taint.
The IBU is 69.
Hello. I like sexy things.
Damn, I wouldn't know that this was East Coast. That's actually pretty enjoyable.
8.2.
This is surprising. It's I'm drinking this and it's from the East Coast.
When I started on my nose, I smell malt, but on my tongue, yeah. I don't taste the malt.
I do not smell malt at all.
I do not smell malt.
It is malty. Maltier.
My tongue is sans malt.
I think that malty is not coming from alcohol. I'm saying this is a.
It's a heater.
This is a heater.
Is that a baseball term? Heater.
I'm going with a
Mike, what's your guess?
Fastball that's a heater.
Oh, I'm learning.
I'm going with an 8.2.
Put some pepper on it.
Although an 8.2 doesn't sound like when's a guess. Beer. When's a beer 8.2?
You said 8.2. Okay, Bells, what do you got?
10.5.
Woo.
10.5. All right, brother.
Shoo. 6.9.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, so you already disqualified yourself because we know it's a double IPA. I'm going to say 7.6, which is entry level.
I did not know it was a double.
Oh, the closest without going over would be Mikey. This beer is at 9%. Mikey's guess is 8.2.
Yay! That could be ba 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 da ba.
So that would be that maltiness.
I'm
going to
play the showcase showdown!
Yes.
Damn. Dun, 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 dun. What'd you win?
Mini prizes.
What did you win? I got all these grocery items.
He won.
You're going to pay taxes on.
Borax.
Have to pay taxes on.
Here you go.
Lifetime all supply these, of borax.
Here's a bunch of grocery Betty items Crocker, that you don't want.
All these Betty Crocker items. Betty Crocker cake mix.
Here's a fucked up washer and dryer. Yeah. Doesn't even match the color of your house.
You got a lifetime supply of Mr. Beer kits.
There you go.
Ooh. That wouldn't be bad.
There you go.
All the extract beer you can handle.
No, actually, Mikey won a perfect pour button.
Yes.
Yes.
We have buttons.
Yeah, buttons.
I have no idea what to do with them.
Just send us a self-addressed envelope to... Oh, wait. We don't have an address. Never mind.
P.O. Box.
We have buttons.
1259.
Some people got them at the festival last weekend.
Send $475. And we'll send you a button.
A whole button.
I was looking for hashtags all weekend. I didn't see any button hashtags.
These buttons will be personally.
There weren't enough people getting the buttons for a hashtag this far up.
By Mike C.
Ooh, I'll give you a good taint rub.
He'll rub his taint with it.
Yeah. You haven't lived until you had a taint rub.
Reach out to us if you really want a button. We'll tell you how to mail us a self-addressed envelope.
These are fancy.
We'll figure it out.
And you'd have to be pretty special to get one of these.
Yeah,
it's got a pretty fancy There's logo.
So put it back, Bells. Too. Put it back.
I will put it back. I don't
There's
want
a
one
secret
of these.
Message in there.
I don't do buttons, man. That shit went out in the 80s.
Oh, we're bringing it back.
No, it won't come back.
Get on the train. It's too get on early.
Oh, and it's got something on the side.
Oh,
look at you.
Now you
found
one,
the side message.
Now you could add that button to your sleeveless jean jacket.
That's very clever.
Bells is going to refresh the rat and roll jean jacket.
Yeah,
very clever guy.
I used to wear I used to wear a button on my my jean shorts.
I think
Van Halen.
I believe you mispronounced jorts.
I think you guys' next thing should be the beer cozies.
Nice. All right.
That's should do some perfect pour cozies would be good for you.
We need
perfect pour merch,
an investor.
But if you do any t-shirts, I want one.
We need a koozie investor.
Yes. We got to get there.
Find us a koozie sponsor.
Walk around. I want, look, I'm just putting this out there in the universe. We haven't
cut
figured
the sleeves
it out
off.
Yet. I mean, obviously, we want a perfect pour shirt that's the logo, you know, basic logo shirt. You got to have that.
The front's going to say "Sun's Out, Guns Out" for Bells. And then the back.
But I
want to
have
pour.
T-shirts like that. If you,
it's going to be it's going to be the Raisin Brand Sun with two big ass fucking guns, flexing with scoops of raisins.
Damn it! There you go.
Scoops of.
I'm putting this out there for t-shirt designers. The Dan Patrick Show, like sayings that'll come up naturally on their show, like we have, you know, like cold transfer, that kind of stuff. They'll have somebody will make a t-shirt of something like that. So I'd love to have like a little inside joke T-shirts of the perfect pour made when, you know, like cold transfer, top pour, all the top pour would be a solid shirt.
Top pour. Like, ooh, a, like it, Top Gun logo, but top pour.
Man.
Maybe that should be my next project, to go raid Allard's and get a little makeshift. No. I mean, honestly, if you have...
Well, we have a Hobby Lobby here now, so, yeah.
Hobby Lobby.
Fuck that place.
Yeah, fuck them.
But all you need...
Bells is going to cut somebody right now.
It's not Indie Hobby, bruh.
If you get...
That's right, it's not.
If you have
it's not like Clovis Crafts, bruh.
Yep. Got a small.
Fuck you guys.
Come on, go.
No.
Push through. Push through, Bearded Brewer.
So
that's what she said.
Clovis Crafts, bruh.
All we need is a mesh screen that comes in a frame, which they probably already pre-make for you. That you get a little hinge assembly that you could bolt to the table. You get some light-sensitive emulsion, which you could put a design into, and some ink. And the hardest part is about acquiring blank T-shirts and rolling them out. But, I mean, it's possible to make T-shirts. It sounds like work.
Or you could, like, talk to, like, your T-shirt buddy and have him make some for you.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'd like to spend all the money up front and then make T-shirts rather than just going to a guy that would probably pop them out for $10 a pop or something. You know, piece.
Well,
I just do it with a Sharpie and just fucking write it on
a
T-shirt. Yeah. Be like, here you go, bitch.
Bell's
$29.95.
Bell's taint was here.
Handcrafted.
Is that washable Sharpie?
Oh, heck, it's permanent ink.
Permanent.
All right, well,
I don't want the bleeding.
So it's like on the front and on the back. What else, bros?
What subject?
Culture. Still in culture.
I'm out of culture, so.
Out of culture.
I'm out of culture.
Nick, in your brain that you can find back there?
Yeah, but it's like uber local.
Uber local. That's all right.
Where would you put your dream brewery in Fresno?
Dream brewery. Now, where if you're not going? In Fresno, imagine this in your town. Where would you put it? Yeah. And it can't be out down your street. It can't be
down your street.
At the end of the street.
That'd be it. Yeah, it could be.
Downtowns are where breweries should belong.
They shouldn't be out in the sticks or in an industrial park, bro.
If your industrial park
doesn't have a brewery, your industrial park sucks.
You're not a real city.
Yeah, you're not a real city.
I think the next great brewery needs to be at a Darryl's mini storage.
Oh man.
Like out of a fucking 5x5.
They'll let you.
Like Gorilla Brewery.
Then you get bigger, you go to like a 10x10.
You gotta get a tip control.
You're calling the manager.
Fuck yeah, man.
You're calling the manager.
If you need a bigger space.
Listen, I want to get a bigger space and I want to renew, but I want to cancel my thing with you and I want to sign up again as a new tenant and get my first 3 months for $19.95.
So is getting out of a Darryl's contract worse than getting out of a gym contract?
No. I walked right away from it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Getting out of Darryl's is pretty easy.
Okay.
He's like, hey, I'm going to triple your price. And I said, no, you're not. And he said, well, that's the price. And I said, well, then fuck you. I took my shit and left.
Nice.
I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do?
It's kind of fun having a Darryl's mini storage thing.
You can't do anything about it.
It's like a little adventure.
Yeah. It's like you have a second property or it's like, yeah, I got a place up north, a little spot.
Oh, you get a Darryl's in the high.
Yeah, it's like a $45 Darryl's, but you're like, yeah, I got another
cabin.
Got another place.
You have an excuse to go to like the nice coffee shop on the north end of town.
Yeah,
it's my tiny.
Yeah,
house.
I had one.
Oh, Mikey, what are you doing here today? I got business up this way.
Yeah, I got business. I'm doing some business over here.
Doing some business.
I'm looking at my old baseball cards for a little bit.
I was just checking out my property.
I own some property up here.
I was just up on my.
Oh, well, that's great! It's pretty fucking great. Make sure you buy me a beer.
You should see there's a fountain out front, nice lawn.
I got a gardener.
It's private security.
Gated. It's gated. You gotta have gated.
It's gated, bro.
You gotta have gated, sir.
All right, I got 24-hour security, bro.
Yeah. but I got 24-hour access. It's not a problem.
Oh, you need access. Don't worry about it. But don't go. I'll just go.
Anyway, so I got rid of my Darryl's mini.
Oh man, we're such a beer podcast.
Bet yeah. Daryl's pissed.
Oh, Daryl's like, Daryl,
that's not the use. You can't brew in a Daryl's mini storage. That's illegal.
Jesus, Daryl's probably doing cocaine off some hooker's ass. And
you could get away with that though.
Brewing somewhere,
brewing in a Daryl's mini storage, and if a temperature controlled one.
Oh, they do have those. They offer those.
Oh yeah,
is it do a meth
big enough to put a fermenter in though? A bright tank.
I'm just going to drop this off. I'll be back for it in a month.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, why are you moving in that whole big old silvery tank? The storage, isn't it?
It fits, right? I'm storing it here.
I am storing it. It's an item to store, is it not?
What are you doing with that? Hey, there's no questions asked, buddy. Sign the contract. There's like, no questions asked.
No, it was not said on that no questions asked. Listen. No questions asked.
It's going to be a big sack with your body in it in a minute, and I'm going to throw it in that room too if you don't stop asking me questions. You can't say that to the Daryl's mini storage guy. He'll report you. And it's like some old fuck that lives there.
Uh-huh.
It's like a part office, part dump.
There, yeah.
And it's like some old dude, his old wife, like, you know her name. Name's like Mabel.
You just sealed your fate, dude. You're retired. You're gonna be running a storage.
Yeah. Airport.
That's
storage.
Exactly how the fuck you know that a trailer park.
I'm gonna be renting jet skis.
That was behind beer.
To hot little young chicks. I'm gonna be old and dirty.
You need fat. Hey, you need a little.
Like hairy.
You need a little lesson there. I can give you a lesson.
Fucking wear a Speedo all the time. Be old and no one cares. Yeah. My friends once had the podcast of beer.
Did we just double tangent?
Yep. We cannot pull out this tangent.
Is that a first double tangent?
Double tangent.
Double tangent.
Double tangent.
There you go. There's a song.
Double entendre.
Double entendre. Well, should we open this new beer? Do we want to physics this new beer? Would the brewer be upset if we physics'd it?
Hmm.
He's not here to answer that.
Yes. I'm not sure he knows what a physics is.
Well, he should go to physics.com and find out more information on a physics.
I think we should do this raw.
Raw. Let's do it raw. All right, right, man. First round. Yeah. Bareback.
Damn.
Somebody.
I'm not opening it.
Nobody wants to
bring any condoms, fellas.
Wow.
Nobody wants to open this growler.
Roll Doug. Get a roll Doug. Oh, it's harmless. Maybe we do need to physics it. It's kind of flat. Top pour.
I love gold.
Who wants it?
Growler. There is a fresh growler going around the trailer. Taylor.
So, what is it?
What's going to happen here, Nick? Are you guys excited about the stone? They're finally going to actually build that hotel they're talking about?
The Rolling Stones?
It's going to be Stone Brewing's hotel. Oh. It's going to be ready in 2018 now.
Where's it?
Finally
at?
Breaking ground. Where the bistro one is up in Escondido, up there in the
this is something different.
It is.
God, I poured too much of this, didn't I? This is not an IPA.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
It is an IPA.
What? This is
an IPA?
This is it.
This is smelling different as hell.
God, this smells like a fruit.
There's medicine.
Fruit in there.
There's like a fruity medicine.
There's a big fruit in there, and I can't make what it is.
It's big fruit.
There's a banana in there.
Big stones.
There's a banana in there.
Is there?
Don't tell Nick that. Nick hates banana.
I hate banana.
Oh, there's a banana in there. A coke, put banana?
It's smoky. Wow.
It's making one. I'm going to sneeze. IPA.
Oh. Never mind. That's not banana.
Smoked IPA. Actually, that would be good, a smoked IPA.
It is smoked, isn't it? It sounds like they might have brewed through a Traeger barbecue.
There you go, smoked the IPA.
They might have Traegered, put the fermenter in a Traeger.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, I was
what
stuck,
the hell is
I was
this?
Stuck in a 15-man van on a bachelor party to Tahoe this last weekend. Okay.
All right.
There was 10 of us, and only 2 of us were non-smokers.
Ooh,
okay, so I've been engulfed in cigarette smoke, amongst other smoke, for a very long time now.
And this is reminding me.
And my nostrils are just now getting like clear of the smoke scent from like the casinos and everything. And this just brought all back things.
It's, you're welcome.
Now, this all is right. Grajor?
Yep, you guys have suffered long enough.
What is it? What's in the box?
It's the blue cheese IPA.
Oh! I should have guessed that. Damn it!
I forgot to ask how much is actually in there, but there's actual blue cheese.
This is when Tyler was just like, "What are you guys doing?"
Yeah, he was shaking his head. So, don't worry, it's not Sam Adams Rebel IPA.
Yeah, didn't he call back and say that he wanted a part of it, or he wanted some?
Maybe.
He came around to it eventually.
Somebody called and was like, I need some of that.
Well, no, yeah. Other people are like, yeah. People like get crazy about Scotty B's beer and Garage Door, mm-hmm. Steven.
So it's a double IPA. He said it was 8.2, I think.
8.3. Oh, wow. This hides that 8.3 big time.
And this is the regular IPA. I have the double, maybe not double dry hopped, but I have the dry hopped version.
So did they
of this
smoke
too.
It? I mean, did they try to make it smoky?
Or is that the blue cheese?
Any smoke. I think that's the cheese.
Is this the cheese that makes it that smokiness?
Yeah.
This is interesting because I think people, well, if you present it the right way, people mm-hmm. would like this. This isn't.
That's why I tried to hold out as bad. Long as I could.
It's just so freaky weird.
So you didn't have any preconceived notions mm-hmm. of like what it would taste like. I hate doing that to people, I don't want to blindside anybody. But
I think.
I wanted honest opinions.
Yeah, I think somebody that would power through, if they said, oh, this is a blue cheese IPA.
Nobody would order
it. Yeah. But I mean, if they power through and like, you know what, I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
They would be like impressed.
Yeah.
If they actually powered through that, but knew that it was called a blue cheese IPA.
This is a taster glass.
If somebody just tells you this,
you can't have more than that.
If somebody just tells you this is an IPA, you're like, what the fuck?
You can't drink a pint of this.
But if they, mm-hmm. but if it's they tough. Tell you too this much? Is, there's something odd here, but go through it, then I think this is success. This is success.
I don't know. I'm on a taster level on this one. I can do a taster glass.
Uh huh.
I don't know if I can handle a pint.
Man, I think those guys are going to, I think those guys can do it. If they scale up, they can scale up and go pro.
They have the willingness to experiment, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. But the dry hop version is different again, right? You guys might like that.
There's going to be ingredients that are going to fucking knock it out of the ballpark for you.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when.
All right. Well,
you got to have the balls to try, and this is balls right here.
So there's going to be a lot.
Just put hair on your balls, man. blue cheese on your balls.
There's going to be a lot of stuff for Bangkok drinking.
I guess that's what the B stands for Scotty B, right?
Yeah. Balls.
Hey,
Scotty balls.
There's going to be a lot for Bangkok drinking this week. They're sort of culturey and also Bangkok drinking. So later on for that.
Let's get to it.
But first, you can not only can you voicemail us, but you can also email us things. You can email us audio. And guess who emailed us?
Jesus Christ.
Some audio. It was Jesus.
He's back.
Jesus H. Christ.
What are they? The perfect board. Check it out. H. Drink your beer here. What are they? Cop been drinking. You know what? Holmes. Wait, fuck it. This shit sounds fucking weird, eh? Hold on. Let me fix this shit. What a lay, the perfect boy!
Oh, yeah, he puts a change in the payphone.
Payphone, eh? Fuck this voicemails. I gotta do this shit, Holmes, because every time I call you guys, for some reason, shit don't go through, Holmes. I don't know what the fuck's going on, eh? Anyways, I say, cop been drinking. I said, let me tell you.
Cop been drinking.
There's a lot of regular fucking IPAs and shit, Holmes. And I popped open a Chocotazo, I said. It's been 6 months now.
Ooh.
That shit's still fucking good, eh?
It's been delicious, 6 months at Chocotazo. Other things, Holmes.
Wow.
I had a Border Hopper, eh? That shit was fucking juicy as fuck, eh? That shit was like a Budweiser, but like to the max, Holmes. Just kidding, eh? There was no Budweiser in there, but It didn't even taste like a fucking lager, Holmes. It was really delicious and juicy, eh? My mom kind of tried it, Holmes, and I think the ABV got to her real quick, and I put out a little fucking video out there where her saying, what's up, fool?
Yeah, look on Twitter.
Other than that, Holmes, Jim from Fontana had a question about wheat beers, they said, that they make his ass gassy or something, Holmes. I had a dilemma, Holmes, a while back, I said, for my birthday, we did a beer tour, Holmes, and I shit myself, Holmes. I'm lying to you, I'm being honest, Holmes. Too much wheat beer just went right through me, Holmes. It kind of like ruined the fucking tour, but nobody knew, Holmes, because I was wearing khaki pants. So it all blended in, eh? Other things, Holmes. Another thing, Jim from Fontana, I said, I drank too much unfiltered Stone IPAs, I said, the drink before, what is it, August 9th, I said, whatever 7th. It was. I'm not going to lie to you, Holmes. My fucking farts were hoppy as fuck, eh? They were fucking citrusy and shit. Fucking delightful. What are they, Holmes? Another thing, Mikey, I know you were San Diego, Holmes.
Yeah.
Any collaborational podcasting, Holmes? Did you do any of that shit with SD or 3P Zing?
I didn't know, Holmes. Hooked up, bro.
Let me know, I say. Also, another thing for the people out there, Holmes. Chew Your Beard is coming to Fresno. I don't know when yet, eh? But yeah, when I do, I'll give you all like a real good time limit, eh? Maybe we can make that the
get together,
perfect pour meetup and shit. You know, Holmes, because that'll be like the only time, last time you ever see me in fucking Fresno, Holmes. I'm already dreading fucking counting cows on the way over there, Holmes. Anyways, that's it. I'll keep you guys posted.
You'll be comfortable in Fresno.
Appreciate everything you do. Keep up the great work, guys. Keep up the good work. Keep up the great work. It don't matter, motherfuckers. Just keep up doing what you're doing, Holmes. Beard the Brewer, your fucking tweets, those shits are fucking weird, eh? But it's kind of funny how Dave understands you, eh? You guys are soulmates. What are you, Holmes? Nick, what's up with all those Volkswagen pictures, eh? I think Wacho. Eggs and waffles. I understand that shit now, eh? That shit fucking tripped me out, Holmes. Every time I kept saying, I think Wacho, and Nick kept saying eggs and waffles, and I didn't fucking get it, Holmes. And then I asked my wife friend, and then he said it sounded like eggs and waffles, and then I was like, orale! So, I think Wacho, Nick. Peace out, eh?
Eggs and waffles, cheeky beer.
All right, wait. She's still going. I want to hear it. He doesn't know it's
still
going. Sorry,
guys. I got to turn off this fucking shit, eh? It's still recording, you know? It's not like a phone when you hang up. You got to fucking do some shit. Really, peace out, eh? Ete Wacho.
Thank you, Chew.
I like Chew made sure he was going to get in by sending an email.
So, he should have his own podcast.
So my social media is in order. Is Facebook, I rarely interact. I mainly just post stupid shit. Just repost and talk about things. Twitter, I know more friends on there, so I really just don't give a shit on there. I just post the absolute most random stuff on there. And then it just goes down from there. Instagram, I actually care about what I post. Tumblr, don't even worry about that. Snapchat,
You have a Tumblr page?
Yeah. I have everything.
Do you put stuff on your Tinder Tumblr account? Page?
Tinder.
I don't have any dating websites.
What about you? You're Ashley Madison?
Farmers Only.
I'm on Farmers Only.
Yeah.
Which... The Farmers Only.
Fuck.com.
I think they call it Grindr.
otherwise, it was Grindr.
Farmers Only did have an event at Fulton 55 about a month ago. Only event at
Hot Farmers.
Fuck yeah, I'd go to that.
Oh yeah, dude.
Find some hot ass fucking farmer chick.
Oh, there are.
You know they'll be loaded.
You go by Evan's Feed in Madeira.
They know how to work a front loader. I get it. Yeah.
Not the worst thing. Evan's Feed. Not the worst thing in the world.
But, I actually have no dating websites on my phone, but I do have all the social medias that are kind of popular.
Oh, man. Another new beer. All right.
Just give it a try.
This is another homebrew.
It's dry hopped. It's the blue cheese again, but this is dry hop version.
So whoa.
Give it a shot.
All right.
Just do a taste.
Am I going to have to clean my lines after this in the studio?
Oh, it'll clean your lines all right.
Yeah. You wheat beer farts ain't got nothing on this.
Ooh, that smell.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't got tomorrow, nothing on me.
Tomorrow you build a clear room.
You might Dutch oven your vehicle.
My boss's boss is going to be at work tomorrow. I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
Please excuse me.
I'd do it and then just stare straight at him and be like, is that you, motherfucker? fucking you, smelly ass? Motherfucker, is that I'm like, you? You're fucking my boss? You smell like that? Jesus Christ. Jesus. I should have your job.
Should have your job.
And just fucking walk away. You're either going to get fired or you're going to get his job.
Hmm.
Still has that kind of smokiness to
different,
it.
Different, yeah, same.
But it's better. It's milder.
Milder.
It's milder.
Milder on the quote-unquote smoky flavor, but definitely more hops.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if you're going to go to market, I'm that second one.
See, when you hop the shit out of something, I don't know, I'm fucking for it. So you take this,
or
you take this,
get
and,
it.
You take this and make it taste like pot. And I'm all for it, okay?
Nice.
Just dank this shit up. And if it tastes like that, I'm for it.
Dank it up.
This is a little bit easier to drink than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So
I could handle a little bit of a larger glass of this. I could drink a bigger portion of this and sip it and enjoy it.
Two tasters?
Is the percentage on this? Yeah, it's a two taster. Full two tasters. Up to the rim, and I don't want head. Give me a flat top so I got more beer.
Nice.
All right.
Nice. Flat top.
So two flat top tasters. There you go.
Give me a flat top, boy.
There's another hashtag for you. Flat top taster.
Keep that head.
I can handle it.
This should be the same ABV because dry hopping doesn't add any alcohol, right?
I like this. I like to taste this in a triple dry hop now. Get to work, boys.
There you go.
All right. See, they're on to something.
I like the double.
Was there a name for this? The blue cheese IPA?
Was there?
Did they? I don't know. I was asking.
We didn't talk about it if there was. Okay. I can't remember if they left a voicemail.
Blue cheese IPA. That's pretty much all you need. Yeah.
Do you need a name?
No, you don't.
There it is.
All right. Well, we have what is something?
The crumblesome IPA?
Yeah, oh, nice. Will you call me tonight? Sorry.
No. I will. I'll do it. Will you talk
about me? Yes. And tell me always. You're
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Boar. Remember, there's a two-call limit. There's a two-call limit, people.
Nobody better go over that, goddammit.
Nobody better do it.
Hey, guys, this is fucking Zorro, aka not Zorro. Just kind of catch up on some of the podcasts myself. I'm probably about a week behind, but I just want to comment a little bit about the last, Tyler and Tony Bags in the show.
Tony Bags show. Infamous.
Quite an interesting conversation for sure. So I've obviously had many of a geeky conversation like that with myself with many friends, but it definitely felt a little bit one of those like, almost like confrontational gotcha kind of interviews a little bit. I felt like Tony was getting a little beat up, quite frankly. It was sort of like, hey, bro, you sold out, but say it on air so you can quit your corporate job, even though I'm an independent business owner and you're, not. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what someone's supposed to do in that kind of situation. It's supposed to like, hey, yeah, I'm going to quit my job. Yeah, bro, I don't know what I'm going to do, but hey, yeah, I'm with you. So I kind of feel like Tony was sort of put in a situation where he couldn't say anything. It's sort of like on air kind of thing. So, but at the same time, I kind of get it, kind of going back to some of the beer geeky kind of history. I know not all the listeners are into this kind of stuff, but, to me, it was like kind of the whole, Goose Island thing was like a wound that kind of got like a big, like a cut or like a stab that kind of put into the hearts of a lot of the, beer kind of community. And that kind of like scabbed over a little bit. People kind of got used to it and then just kind of got scratched and scratched and scratched last year. And then just became like an open festering wound with like new cuts with all the bios and stuff like that. So that conversation was sort of to me like the people that are like on one side of that and the people that are in the middle and the people who kind of just don't care, like, hey, it's all beer, right, bro? So a lot of people fall in kind of like those three kind of categories. So, it is what it is. It kind of goes back to, music, people selling out to the corporate music kind of thing. So it's like, anywhere, it's just beer, just have another beer sometimes, but I get it, passion, money, hobbies, this and that.
Anyway. Sex, drugs.
Cheers, guys. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys. Oh, thank you, Not Zorro. Fucking Not Zorro.
Oh, Zorro, Not Zorro.
Yeah. Yeah, Niemann. I think he makes some good points on the call. I actually had I was at Festival of Dankness last weekend with Tony Baggs. It was pretty rad hanging out with Tony Baggs, because Tony knows pretty much everybody there, and I had a conversation about that show with Tony, and Tony's fine. Like, Tyler called in last week saying, like, hey, don't worry about Tony. We do that shit all the time, you know. And, I always fall on the indie side of things. So, I had a good conversation with Tony and got to hang out with him. It was pretty rad. And just, if you find Tony at an event, just hang out with him, because you'll get to meet everybody. And I got to meet finally meet the society guys instead of just Mike, there's nothing about just Mike saying just Mike. Mike's the raddest dude in the world. But, like, actually meet the brewers at society, and the Burning Beer guy, who's, like, they're blowing up in San Diego right now. Guy for Creature Comforts guy. And then we actually went around the festival with the main beer company. Oh, head guy, really? At main beer company. We, like, Tony, we actually were just walking around the festival, and Tony was just giving him recommendations. We were trying all these things with him. It was pretty cool. Wow.
Did you try any of his beers?
I don't think I did. I never could find the main booth.
That's bullshit.
Because I've been wanting to have main beer for a long time. And he knows about, he listens to podcasts, and he was like, he knew who we were.
What?
He didn't say he regularly listens, but he's like, oh, yeah, I know you guys.
When's that Bell's going to
I know you guys are. When's Bell's coming back on?
That fucking guy owes you breakfast, lunch, dinner, and dessert now. Beach.
I would settle for three lunches.
Main beer company.
Fucking send it.
I'd settle for three lunches.
But
enough of this shit.
I had a great time at that, and I'll probably talk about that.
Kern River needs to just fucking open up and just brew Citra 20 all the time.
Been caught drinking.
Sorry,
yeah.
Mike.
Oh, yeah. No, you're fine.
Are you? Are you really?
You want to hear what I've been caught drinking?
No, not yet, bro.
Oh, not yet?
I do, though.
Hey, fucking motherfuckers.
It's the motherfucker.
Chino Yacht Club.
Oh, that's who it's
on the motherfucking voicemail right now. I want to thank Mikey for the shout out last week on the show. And, yeah, great. Appreciate it. After living Houston for four motherfucking years, ooh, and then finally coming back to Southern California, it's nice to be back. I heard the recommendation for the Yeti insulated koozie.
I had
to have one of those while I was out there in Houston, because it's
you guys Dick's
about the Fresno heat.
Get a Yeti at Dick's.
You sons of bitches haven't seen shit.
Oh, is it cheaper than REI?
No, but you can get it at Dick's.
Houston,
you can just say you can get it at
Dick's. Humid summer heat. So,
opportunity to say Dick.
I appreciate the shout out. Fontana Jim, my buddy, got me through the 4 years while I was in Houston, sending me some care packages. And,
You got some good Houston beer, though.
It's,
Or was that?
It's great. I enjoy the show, and I'll keep listening.
Yeah.
I'll call you guys back later, too, after I've had a couple of beers. So.
They all do.
All right.
They all do.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Go fuck yourself, guys. Fuck you, too, motherfucker.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? I ain't driving.
It's got to be.
I'm drinking some Fireball Red on my day off.
What?
Yeah.
What? No, don't do that.
Cider. I'm going to serve it at the Clovis Pub Crawl on September 16th or 17th. If you guys want a bottle, let me know. I'll put a bottle aside for you. I know you guys are like all beer guys.
But, yeah.
But it'll be good. In case you want some cherry cider, let me know. So
for
I was
chicks.
Just thinking, sitting here thinking, you know,
but the
everybody
ladies.
Knows the first line to The Man from Nantucket. You know, there once was a man from Nantucket whose dick was so long he could suck it. Yeah, we all know that. But you know there's more, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the rest of it is.
To hear the whole song. And it is a song. It's not just a poem or a limerick.
It's a song.
All right.
And here it goes.
Oh, my God.
There once was a man from Nantucket whose dick was so long he could suck it. And he said with a grin as he wiped off his chin, if my ear was a cunt, I would fuck it.
That's right.
Isn't that great?
That's how the song goes.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
You're right.
That line goes.
You learn something every day here in the program.
Nobody ever says the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Nobody ever really says.
That's weird. You would think they would.
But anyway, that's the whole thing. That's all of it. So yeah, I'm not sure how autofellatio relates to beer, but I'm making it relate to beer.
Scotty B needs his own show.
Well, anyway,
I agree. He needs a home brewing show.
Everybody needs their own show.
I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are going to hear me talking to myself. I got to hang this thing up.
Sing some hip hop, some pop music. Some pop music, bro.
Well, anyway, yeah, keep up the great work. I found the hang up button.
Great work. Guys, so my only question is, do the Rhythm Wookiees take requests and or do covers?
Yes.
Well, the Rhythm Wookiees, their claim to fame was off of a cover.
There you go.
They did.
Was it the Nantucket song?
They did the greatest version of the Wham Rap.
Yeah, a deep track off the Wham album.
Deep track off of a Wham album.
Nice.
They took Wham Rap B-sides, 86.
Huh? Yep.
And good work, guys. Yeah, it was.
Shortened it considerably.
I didn't mean to, but what happened.
So you only do post 89, post 80s Joel cover band?
Oh, we'll do anything.
Okay.
Oh, we'll do anything.
Don't worry about what it sounds like. We'll do it.
We'll do it twice.
Hey, guys. It's Sorrel. AKA not Sorrel. I'm just calling to say I thought the neck tattoo for a perfect pour was a pretty good idea. But another good idea, which I know I floated for, would be perfect pour stickers. I know I'd love to put a sticker, you know, on my kegerator, my beer fridge,
yes,
a bumper or something like that.
Oh,
the other thing I wanted to let you know say was to Chu. Hey, Chu, this is fucking Zorro. I was wondering when's the follow up to Chocotazo gonna happen?
Damn.
You know, I was thinking like, you know, hey, you know, that was a pretty good beer, you know, and
you know, it's a pretty good beer.
Reminiscent to me of some of those like one hit wonders you hit sometimes, you know. I'm hoping I don't go into Target one of these days and see, you know, now we got the Hits 9 and Track 7, 2016, Chocotazo, to your beer. Oh. Yeah, that was a pretty good beer. So, yeah, man, you got to follow it up. You know, you got to do maybe like a Vienna Lager with jalapenos or something like that. I don't know. I'm just messing. But, you know, anything, you know, just, you know, whatever you want to come up with would be cool. Anyway, guys, keep up the good work. Cheers.
See you. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the
good work, guys. We don't have that on our fucking show, Mike.
Nope.
You're a dick.
Oh, just wait. Mike will steal that too.
Hey, guys. It's Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
Hey,
Steve.
I just want to let you guys know that you now have a bottle of Due South's Bourbon Barrel Aged Scotch Ale.
Yes.
I aged it for a number of months. So it should be pretty smooth as you drink it. I'm hoping maybe a little booziness left.
I'm not going to be on that show.
It's a great beer. Great sipping. It's better as it warms. I hope you guys enjoy it. I also decided, you know what? I'll throw in a couple extra cans that I had in my fridge. I threw in a can of Due South.
Shelf turds.
vanilla honey wheat ale.
Been in his fridge for 3 months.
For you guys to try.
Great.
And a special surprise, Cigar City's Apple Pie Cider. I know you guys don't really drink a lot of ciders, but this one is worth it.
Brother will drink that.
Great. It is delicious.
I will drink that.
So,
cinnamon sack of turds.
Intact. I hope the bottle of
here you go. A sack of turds. Thanks.
In one piece, and I will talk to you guys soon. All right. Cheers, and keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Again.
Yep.
Every time. keep up the good work, Florida Steve.
The brother is all about apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
So he will drink the shit out of that apple pie cider if it's here. Just saying.
I'll take it home and not share with you bastards. That's how much.
I would not be upset.
Did you put it on a put a scoop of vanilla ice cream in there?
No, what, is the pie that bad? What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying.
Good Lord, apple man. Pie, that's supposed to be one terrible pie if you need ice cream with it.
Ice cream for crappy pie makers.
Yeah. You know. If you're same thing with my coffee. If your coffee needs cream, you're drinking some fucked up coffee.
Oh, I don't put cream in my coffee. I got like my cream coffee in my like coffee. I like my women.
No.
I don't care how good the coffee is. Oh, like, man.
The hell's
and,
wrong with you people?
And how is that? You didn't.
I like my shit black and sweet.
And I'll just leave it at that.
The blacker the juice, the sweeter the berry.
What? Are you sure?
I'm not too sure about
beer.
I'm not sure about anything. I'm drinking a beer made of cheese.
What's this new beer about, Bearded Brewer?
So Jake from State Farm reminded me that he donated this beer to us a little while ago. So I actually took it home.
You've been bogarting it.
It's a beer called Old Tankard. And it's just called, its description is ale. And it's brewed by Pabst.
Ale.
It is not the Blue Ribbon, but it's Old Tankard.
I'm disappointed already.
Is this buy? This isn't buy-up beer. It's corp big beer.
Pabst did get buy it out, bought out from somebody.
Is this
else.
Okay? And they're not for hiding me to drink
that,
it.
They're no. not hiding that they brew it either.
It's not kosher, Mike.
It's not kosher for
Wait,
me to drink
okay.
this.
There's infographics instructions on how to pour this. I'm
I don't
I'm kinda
drink
worried.
Buy-up beer, so I don't know. I don't this, but it seems like it's from Pabst, so maybe it's okay. I don't. What's the instructions thing?
That says open can, pour into tankard.
Okay, drink it in tankard.
Put it in
tankard.
Your mouth.
Must be a tankard.
Yeah, so we're not going to get the right flavors out of this beer because we don't have tankards.
Hmm.
We're screwed from the start.
All right. Well, while this goes around the table.
Are we now looking at the ABB?
Let's listen to some more voicemails.
Hey, guys. I just have too much to say and
Paul not Fairfax.
Enough time to say it. So I think I'm going to start a podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Call it Paul from Fairfax.
Yes.
Yes.
And it'll be just like a 2-hour voicemail.
Oh, finally.
I'll talk about beer, yes. But I'll allow myself a lot of tangent.
I guarantee you will be higher ranking than Perfect One.
We could talk about bikes and bourbon.
Oh.
I could have Mikey on and we could talk about Van Halen.
Yes.
What?
Matt could come on and we could talk about cleaning lines and beard maintenance.
Yeah.
Beard. I could have Fontana Jim on and we could talk about wheat beer farts. Dude, I think you might have yourself a wheat allergy. I know. You've been free for a while. Anyway, should be fun.
Yes. Please.
I think I actually called to say something, but now I can't remember what it was. So that's it for now. See ya.
Keep up the good work.
No, fuck you, Paul. So, I was not invited to this podcast.
Oasis Beverages, which is based in Russia, owns Pabst. And they also own Old Milwaukee, Schlitz, and Colt 45.
Schlitz.
Old Tanker.
So you're drinking Russian beer right now.
Why is Jake from State Farm, he has all these buyout beers and all these corporate beers. What's going on with that guy?
Drink Russian
and he's
beer.
A beer geek.
Jake's going to be the one to Rebel Raw you.
He's like,
He's gonna send you a Rebel Raw and you're not
Jake is
know.
The guy that'll have.
He's going to crowl or something. He's just going to pour a bunch of Rebel Raw on it.
It's just like shit, man.
It's an ale.
Nah, it's not good.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Yeah, I'll just push that over there.
There you go.
But there's our dump glass, our pint glass. It rarely gets used, but might have to use it, huh?
You got your pint glass? Oh, you dump it? Yeah, hell yeah, it's a dump.
It's actually not bad.
No, it's not good
either. It's just not something I want to drink. It's better than a Pabst.
It's better not in my mouth than in my mouth.
That's what she said.
What would you rather have in your mouth right now?
Not this.
What kind of fucking bullshit is this when you announce
oh my
that it's fucking
God.
Perfect Four's fucking
Who is this?
First?
Uh-oh. Oh,
who's this guy?
Oh, you Uh-oh. Thanks for calling the fucking Perfect Four fucking fucking goddamn voicemail?
Oh, my
ben
God.
Yorktown?
I feel bad. It took me 30 seconds to figure out who that was.
Yeah. You will never be of great success. Never will you drive jacuzzi with a limousine.
What? Don't tell me
you
that.
You will never have a jacuzzi with a limousine in
never?
The Ever?
Don't
Drew
dash
Beer
my
is the
dreams.
Best character on your guys' show. I don't know who does the voice, but he's really fucking great. I love everything about everything.
I like it when you guys talk about fucking and shit.
I don't remember that. Great.
I love the fuck mail.
I don't remember
They're
that.
The best.
Fuck mail.
I don't know this guy.
Somebody said I have to keep this under 3 minutes.
Yep.
I can only fuck for two.
Wow.
Yeah, that guy's weird.
Wow.
I should have told you that. You should have used that one for Dorktown.
That did sound quite like a Dorktown.
That's probably for a Dorktown.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing some Dorktown.
But everything else, I assure you, is not for Dorktown.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute.
I assure you.
Are we going to have to institute the cap?
There will never be any podcaster of greater success than the man.
No, this doesn't sound like Bells.
Show you call of the Bells. He's one of the greatest persons I have ever heard into my ears, who makes a great man of voice. He deserves one of the tentacles. You, on the other hand, you're making noise to my ear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It hurt.
Sorry.
You will get a tricycle with a bucket of water. That is not success. You'll talk too long and make your ears boom boom in my room in my head.
Shows go too long.
Boom boom in my room.
I cannot make a big success when you talk too much. This man of bells is ready. I'm going to build a limousine with a ocean in the back of it for him. He is so good. I love this man. I'm going to purchase him.
He's all right.
I'm going to make more of him and make a lots of radio shows with his voice in everybody's ear and make the whole world very happy. Very happy.
Uh-oh.
Just in case you're unsure.
I want to make the world great again with bells.
Make the world great again with bells. Yeah, sure, this isn't
Dirk? According to your rules, I still have 1 more minute. And I'm
yeah? Doesn't mean you have to use them all up.
To your ear. And I will continue on.
All right, well... So
I'm
this is going
to
be good.
I'm taking my limousine with the jacuzzi in the back to a Macy's White Flower Day sale because they are having a great sale, and it is a great success that I have that I'm going to spend some of my earnings at the sale. I'll purchase linens and fine things because I am a man of great success. And then I will purchase a pillow for Bells to sleep on in the back of jacuzzi with ocean I am going to build for him.
Fucking build me an ocean, man.
One day if you make a sound as good as a bell, like from the one show radio town of Dork, play your radio station. But until then, you will not have great success. You will only drive tricycle with bucket of water in back. And if you continue this, I will remove bucket of water from back.
That must have been another Dorktown voicemail.
I hate it when we get Dorktown voicemail. Yeah. So
nice. I heard that this is called a perfect whore. I don't want to call and order me a hooker.
The perfect whore. Oh, wow.
Cocaine. The perfect horse. You guys are whores, right? I'm a Manchu. I fucking love cocaine.
Manchu's calling the perfect whore? Wait a second. This is too much collaboration.
You call yourselves perfect whores, but you all have boy names. I'm kind of confused. I don't know if this is like one of them sacks, one of them ways. I don't care because I'm a Manchu. I'm horny as fuck, so fuck it. I don't care. I'll take the deep voice one. I like them big old husky whores, perfect ones. So this is Manchu. I need some money. I need a ride. I need to go to a strip club. I need hookers. Cocaine.
Typical Manchu.
I don't know where I'm at right now because I think
never knows where he's at. Needs cash.
Might be somewhere in front
and a ride.
I might be. You gotta find me because I need to get fucked. I'm a Manchu. Manchu's fucked.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know if you ever heard about that. Fucking great legend. Great Manchu legend. Great Manchus love fucking. They love to fuck so much first, and they got put on an upper lip of men. And I'm going to become just Manchus for the rest of their lives. Just horny as fuck. So there you go. A little bit of history about Manchu, where we came from.
Thank you, Ben Hills Fu Manchu. Thank you for calling in the perfect pour.
Yeah.
No comment. It's a Dorktown tap takeover here on the Perfect Four.
Hey, Perfect Four. This is Belzy Bell.
Oh my God!
Can you hear me? I'm sitting on my sofa. Actually, this is a phone call, direct message, Bells to Scotty B.
Oh,
Scotty B, I have a beer challenge for you. You come up with some weird shit. Here's one for you. Just thought of it. I was sitting on my sofa, fucking not doing a goddamn fucking thing.
Damn it, that sounds good.
A Laverne and Shirley inspired milk stout.
Oh,
but it's her Coke. Milk and Pepsi,
Pepsi
combination. But you gotta call it Laverne and Squirtly, because I'm sure it'll give you the shits.
That sounds like something Scotty B would like. Yeah, if you watch Laverne and Shirley, was it Shirley or no Laverne?
Laverne,
like the Pepsi and milk.
That's right.
And
if you've ever tried it, you'll get sick.
I tried it once. I remember trying it once. Man. I was like, I gotta try this. Laverne fucking loves this shit. I gotta try it. It's not good.
Then you're like, oh God, no wonder Laverne.
What the fuck did I do?
Maybe she knew how to mix it right.
Maybe. She also had to put a big L on her shirt so she knew it was her shirt. I mean, I don't know if she was that smart.
Hi, that's me.
There you go, Scotty B. There's your challenge.
Challenge.
A nobody's done soda, a Pepsi.
Cola milk stout.
Cola milk stout.
Cola milk stout.
Colon
Matt's stout. Going, oh, shit, man. I got to take this fucking recipe to my place. Only if it's, this sounds
only if it's
good.
Dr. Pepper. Oh,
Laverne and Squirtly.
23 essential flavors.
Yes. Laverne and Squirtly.
Did you like that one?
Yeah.
I made that up.
Hey, guys.
Up in my head.
I made that
I'm
up.
I'm driving.
Hey, real Scotty.
Tony Bags here.
Tony Bags.
Hi, I haven't told you in a while. Mikey, great time hanging out with you this weekend at the Festival of the Day.
Yeah.
It was a great time. Enjoyed some really good beers from Great Notion in Portland. And just wanted to, again, just drop in and say hi. Keep up the good work, guys.
Tony Bags.
Tony Bags. Oh, Great Notion. I forgot about that one, yes.
Great.
That's his big recommendation
for
Portland Brewer.
So my buddy Toll from Four Finger Brewery, who brewed a beer once and gave it to you guys and hasn't done shit since.
He was like on a good. He was on a good path too.
He was. He went and did that Clovis beer whatever thing. He came in third, or I think out of 60
doing
people.
Good, man.
Nice.
Anyhow. Went up to Mammoth, went to that Mammoth Beer Festival.
Oh, the Blues Festival.
I always wanted to go to the Blues. That,
and he goes up there every year.
Nice.
And he keeps trying to get me to go up every year. And again, I didn't go. But he went up and texted me as he was waiting in line. He texted me the Russian River thing. And there was Vinny pouring.
Oh,
and he's like, hey, man.
That.
He goes, your boy Vinny's pouring
your
right
boy.
Now.
My boy.
And so I'm like, what was he doing? I'm like, what was he pouring? He goes, oh, he's pouring Pliny and some other stuff. He got to sit there and bullshit with him for a little bit.
Damn.
And he's like, the guy is really cool, man. I'm like, yeah, you that's talk shit about Pliny. I go, well, just ask him. And he just said, hey, man, he goes, there's a lot of people down in Fresno that like your beer. When the hell are you going to start sending it down our way?
Uh-huh.
And he said, I don't know, man. It was a couple of years. And maybe when we get a little bit bigger, we could start sending it down to
Fresno is nothing but tricycle with bucket on back.
Yeah, that's all it is. Who's that guy? Who was that guy? That guy was not of great success. He drives tricycle with a bucket on the back. You're his cup of water.
Cup of water. Less than bucket. His cup of
half
water.
Half of cup of water.
It's so hot it evaporates.
So at least Vinny was like, yeah, maybe we'll do it.
Well, we threw him a bone.
Yeah, maybe he wasn't like, no, we're never going to do it, bro. Never.
Oh. If I tell you this, you'll get happy and you'll walk away and I don't have to talk to you anymore.
Okay,
you're like, Vinny told me it's going to come to Fresno.
You promised me, man.
Yeah, so you got to do a litmus test. Now you got to go, hey, a lot of people in Carruthers like your beer. When are you going to distribute to Carruthers? And she says the same thing.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yeah, man, we've been talking about Carruthers for a long time. Yeah, after the
expansion,
oh, man,
totally.
I can't wait to get out to Carruthers.
Yeah. Totally after the expansion.
You know I'm going to distribute to Carruthers. You know I'm going to be there.
You know I'm going
to
be there.
Shit, it's the first place I'm going to distribute to. Oh, yeah.
Fireball? You got it, bro.
Fuck, man.
Hey, Mikey, I just wanted to tell you, you and the Oakland A's, you go fuck yourself. That would help the my teams in the piece of shit, too. Fucking Angels suck. They finally broke their 11-game losing streak the other night, but anyway.
A little baseball talk.
I know it's not right. Beer-related, but...
yeah, what's up with that?
It's fine.
I know you're an A's
fuck
fan,
that
so
shit.
Yep.
Go fuck yourself.
fuck baseball.
See ya.
Yeah, I was having a mild exchange on Untapped with him, a little Angel fan exchange. Okay. So it's all right. Yep. Angels and A's are terrible this year. It's
Angels and Airwaves. I've heard of that band.
Yeah, it's very disappointing.
That's a terrible band too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a terrible band before the terrible band.
There's no crying in baseball.
Before that, it was Blink 182, wasn't it?
Yep.
God, what an awful band that is, too. In my opinion.
Yo. Whoa, new beer. Boy, we've got a couple more voicemails. Like we've got Big Cot Drinkins coming up. We got Looking Out for Beers, but we also have a new beer going around the table.
Dark and sticky.
A little palate cleanser. A little palate cleanser here.
I was searching hard for IPAs in that fridge. We're a little bit low on them.
Uh-oh.
So we had to dig out something a little darker.
Oh, boy, man. It's like a fucking Kiss song.
It's like
your Midnight
women.
Lightning.
Like your women.
Lick it up.
That should be a name of a song off of like Kiss Alive 2.
Whoa,
Mike's just spilling all over the place.
What do we got here, Bitter Brewer?
Oh, boy.
Let's see.
From Tioga Sequoia Brewing in downtown Fresno, California.
Bottled on 6/27/16, Midnight Lightning Imperial Stout. This is our 11.8 Imperial Stout.
I'm gonna take a sip. Hold on.
Take a sip.
That even sings out.
It's really smooth. I'm going to say it's about 11.8.
Yeah,
that'd be my guess. It's amazing. Well done, that's exactly right.
Good job, man. Yeah. How'd you get that?
Pretty good. I'm on my game right now.
Mm.
Apparently.
After I missed the last one.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim here. I want to talk about the pour your own beer places. Now, I know you guys really got that going on right now.
Yeah, it's a new thing. It's in my neighborhood, man.
Neighborhood brew.
The Clam Slammer, they're against it because they want to earn their tips for
Clam Jam.
Over and pour
Clam
beer.
Jam!
At first, Mikey,
yeah,
I was on your side because I know how to pour beer. I'm assuming you know how to pour beer.
I do.
Yeah, that's assuming.
Sort of. That's a big assumption. And Matt fucking makes a living pouring beer, so we know he knows how to pour beer.
Fuck yeah.
Nope, still can't get it.
And I figured it was really just a bartender getting in my way and choosing my beer and figuring out what I want
right.
to drink.
The man keeping you down.
Yeah, still just the
I
man.
Went to the fucking Pinkberry with the kids the other day. It was hot down here. And we go to one of these frozen yogurt places, and everyone's making their own yogurt and pouring it all in the thing, and
it's fun.
I noticed one, my kid decided to squirt a little bit of yogurt on their finger and eat it. And I kind of jumped on her for doing that because, well, hell, that's just not sanitary. And as I was in line, it was real hot.
No, you not
I think
do.
Because I was in line, it was hot, and I was kind of pissed. I end up sitting through this big old long thing, and I see these kids next to me, and Their whole face is underneath the toppings in there.
No, I can't go to a frozen yogurt place.
The peanuts or the chocolate chips and they're getting germs all over all the toppings that someone else might want to put on their yogurt.
Stay away from the gummy bears.
Probably what the clam slammers are talking about with
knuckleheads
and not knowing what they want to do. So I think there should be a license. They should be able to get a beer pouring license that says you're allowed to do this stuff.
Yeah,
is this
I want
like,
that.
Like it's Malibu like a gun. Grand Prix? It's like you gotta get a license?
Yeah.
That's all I got. That's my little rant for this week. boy, those kids that they, the pink bear, it pissed me off. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys.
Yay, thank you. That is, now I'm just ruined on all those self-service spaces. Keep up the good work, keep up
the good work, keep up the good work, guys. So I did that a couple of weeks ago. I tried that Me and Ed's self-pour thing.
On tap.
I went and did that. I went with my wife and we went with another couple. And Mike, I told you about this because we showed up in Dorktown that night. But.
Dorktown.
I mean, we went and got the pizzas and we sat down. There's only three of us that were drinking. I mean, my wife, she didn't drink. She probably poured like 2 ounces and that was it. She was done.
They're like, we can't charge you for this, man. Okay.
I had like 4 beers, maybe. Not more than that. 5 tops. Tops.
Good 4.
And I kept going back to the same beer because everything else, they have everything on there. There's not a big variety of things to try.
There's 30-ish taps, and you found one.
Well, yeah, there's like, I've had all this stuff. There's nothing for me new to try. I just want something new to try. But they had the Founders Mosaic, and it was super fresh, and it was really good. It was really, really good. So I kept gravitating towards that and pouring nice big full pints, drinking that. And I'm like, I'm good. And my other buddy that's with me is pouring – you know, Victory at Sea, full pints, just doing all kinds of stuff. And so, at the end, I was like, I picked up pizza. And he's like, oh, I'll grab the beer. And I'm like, all right, well, I had a couple beers. It's like the beer tab was like $80 between two of us, really. And his wife had a couple of, and she was drinking wine. She was just pouring a full glass of
wine. Wow, yeah, the wine. I was
like,
man. Going,
damn, dude, where the fuck did $80 come from? Like, I drank like 4 beers, you know, what the fuck?
Hey, well, think
I'm
about
like,
it.
I'm like, what the hell are you? I'm like, he's like, oh, is having like that Victory at Sea, and she's pouring wine.
So they've
like,
corrected their pricing system.
Oh no, they don't charge the same for every beer.
Oh no, they sure don't. Yeah. And I'm like, dude, you realize you're pouring like $16 pint of beer. Yeah. And I think he realized that afterwards. But,
never gonna do that again.
I sure as hell enjoyed that Mosaic Founders IPA. It went great with that pizza over there.
Is that your Bangkok drinking?
No, that's one thing. Guys, I've been drinking that.
We'll get there. I'm sorry.
Moved up to Seattle, though, so now I guess I'm Matt from Seattle.
Matt from Seattle.
Anyways, I don't think people complain enough on this podcast, so.
Yeah, moved from Texas. I
start complaining.
Yeah, more complaining.
Now that I've been up in Seattle for like a month, it's just IPAs. It's like 4 out of 5 beers is IPAs. I don't know how much you guys love IPAs, but come on, guys. Like, some of us like Belgian beers. I know you guys don't.
What about stouts, bro? Stouts.
Man, so many IPAs. Okay, I love an IPA. I love a strong IPA. Imperial. 4 out of 5 of these IPAs.
I didn't think Seattle was that IPA heavy.
Maybe 3 of them above 7%. Maybe. What's going on here, guys? I don't know what the Fresno seems like as far as the strength, you know, but like, I'm good 8.6, you know, 8.6, perfect. 4, 5, you know, what are we doing here? Are we just joking around?
Yeah. What are we, that what many, are playing games here?
That low of ABV. It's just my opinion. Anyways, guys, I picked up a Saison. Oh, yeah, North
Uh-oh.
Coast.
Uh-oh.
Romero. I don't know how to say that. But $9. 7.9%. It's tasty, but is it $9?
Is that bomber?
It's
about bomber.
Here we go,
price.
You know?
More than $1 guys, ABV.
Love to hear what you have to say. Keep up the good work. Cheers.
Cheers.
Seattle seems like it should be a stout town.
See, I wouldn't think Seattle would be that heavy on the IPAs, and I wouldn't think they have a West Coast. You know, I think there would be Pacific Northwest IPAs where they're maltier and stuff.
Pretty much East Coast.
Well, I would say that you got to support the non-IPAs as much as possible. If you don't want too many IPAs, you got to make sure you're not drinking the IPAs and drinking the alternative.
You getting all Gandhi on us? Be the beer you want to see in the world?
Yes, be the beer you want to see. Called me up. Left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Oh, wait. Wait, that's weird. I just got a voicemail.
As long as she didn't leave gonorrhea on you, you're good, man.
That's weird.
Hey, baby. How is your car on?
Oh.
Do you have a trouble with your transmission?
No, I'm not.
Shift it in forward. Shift it in reverse. Domestic boring. I can't
believe my service. Shift it in so forward. Weird. I got this voicemail right now.
Oh, this is good.
Is it calling Dork down?
I feel like dancing.
Is he calling the?
Oh, this might be for Dorktown.
I think this is Falling with Famous.
Yeah, it looks like Fresno.
Yeah,
I mean, sounds like Fresno.
Oh, this guy sounds like my uncle.
Uncle Bells?
Could be.
Is everybody in your family named Bells?
My service. Oh, don't get me singing.
Hello, my name is Gorgon. Let me help you.
Fucking let him he help you.
Let him shift it. I help you shift it.
That's weird. I got that voicemail right now.
That is weird.
That guy, let him he help you shift it.
I might have to take my work van.
If you
to
can't
him.
Shift it forward, or if you can't shift it in reverse, he can help you shift it.
He can
it.
Help you.
My work van is having trouble shifting forward, so I might have to go visit him.
We know a guy.
All right, we're having this
Bells
midnight,
has a guy.
Midnight lightning.
The Gorgon, was it?
some beers to look out for. The El Segundo Citra Pale is back.
Nice.
It's back out.
It's a good
coming
pale.
Out, hitting back again. So you might want to check that out, Bells. I know you like that El Segundo Citra.
I know. I usually buy it all out when
it's so, I mean, you may watch out at Fig Garden.
I will take not. You all know what? Of fig this tree's beer. Kinda, fig tree kind of blows right now.
Uh-oh.
Because the other guy's fig not there ran. Anymore. The pissed off guy's not there anymore. It's the other dude.
I saw him a couple
it's
weeks
happy
ago.
Happy guy. It's just like, he walks in
there.
Hey, man.
He's chill.
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
He's chill.
Hey, you got this beer? No, we don't got that beer. No. Hey, I don't know. The other guy, he's trying to sell water. I don't know what he's doing.
That's good water they got, though.
Whatever.
It's good water.
H2O. Fucking whatever, dude.
It works, man.
Take it out of a fucking
It's hole. Water designed to hydrate you from drinking. I it's good.
You believe that shit?
Yeah, I believe
it. They're trying to sell you fucking water, man.
Well, they're working. It's working.
They should just try to sell you more booze.
It's working. It's good.
Probably make more money off the booze.
Stone's, I don't know. They have so many anniversary beers. This is Stone's 12th anniversary, the Oakmeal Bourbon Barrel Aged Stout. 7 months in Kentucky barrels. It is 11.4. I'm not looking out for it. I'm just saying, Nick. I'm just like, Nick, you should look out for this.
Looking out for. But it's a reissue if it's a 12th anniversary.
Right. I know. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Then okay. Maybe that's what makes sense. The it's reissue. Weird. So like be careful of that.
The Encore series.
Port.
Calling that.
Another San Diego Brewer Port.
Who?
That Hop 15, the one that won silver at GABF, double IPA. There's a fresh batch of that going around now.
Freshies.
And I was unimpressed. We had that right after the GABF.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, what the hell is this Hop 15 all about? And I was like, I don't get it. I'm not getting why it won silver. But
we had that too, I think. On
yeah.
Too,
yeah. We're like, maybe that's what it was. It was on Dorktown.
Yeah.
So I need to have it like again. It. I want to see what the hell is going on there. The Beechwood from Long Beach. Hop Pernicus.
Nice.
Double IPA. Now this is only going. This is a super special because at Bind and Vine in San Diego, they're only allowing one bottle.
Ooh.
You can only buy one bomber of it.
Wow!
So it's got Citra, Mosaic, Comet, Galaxy, and Millennium hops.
Comet.
Yeah, bro.
Is that made by Ace Frehley?
Firestone is nice. Canning their Oktoberfest. Nice.
Yeah,
16-ounce cans.
House turn green.
Ooh. They've only packaged it once before. This is only the second time they've ever packaged it.
So yeah,
it's been like a brewery and vomit thing. Today.
It's a 16-ounce 4-pack cube, and yeah, I saw photos of that today too.
Ooh. Any beers you're looking out for right now?
What is Victory Brewing? What, where do I know this name?
They're back east. They're big. They're big back there.
I mean,
I think they're Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
What is it? The attack frequency, whatever. The
Pennsylvania
the specialty
Dutch.
Modern Times beer that was released during the Festival of Dankness. Still looking out for one of those. Somebody has to be not greedy enough to send us one.
Yeah. I'm looking out for that, too. Kinda. I mean, I'm looking out for that packaged one.
Kinda. Yeah, so I don't know where Victory's from, but they do a Java cask rye whiskey barrel stout. Whoa. Coffee stout.
Mm.
Java cask rye.
Mm-mm. I don't know if that sounds like anything I even want to dabble with.
You do. You want to pour this down your mouth hole.
Jesus.
Right now.
Sweet Jesus.
This is the equivalent of jacuzzi in limo of beers.
Was it with the jacuzzi in limo or limo with the jacuzzi?
Oh, well. Well, now. Tomato, tomato.
Because there's...
How about...
There's
yeah, but jacuzzi is so big that you can put a limo in it? Or mm-hmm. is it a limo with a jacuzzi?
How about 14.3 ABVs?
Woo! Hey-o!
How about good night?
How about sleepy time?
That will make you a sleeper.
That will make you shift it forward.
Shift it forward real hard.
It could make you shift in reverse.
Not too sure. Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
You never know. You might think you're going forward, but you're going backwards.
Well.
It happens.
It does happen.
It happens.
And this will help you get there.
I'm always on the lookout for the slauncher. And I'm always on a lookout for that double Dobie Dubois.
Ooh, the pineapple beer.
Yeah, I want to try that. Yeah.
I know. I look at this coaster every week.
Every time I see it, I'm like, God, I want to try it.
Do you wish it tastes like a Dole Whip?
From Cellmaker Brewing in San Francisco.
How fucking cool would that be if it tastes like a Dole Whip? I do.
But if you want a Dole Whip, if you miss the Dole Whip from
Disneyland?
From the only place in the world.
They have a pseudo Dole Whip that is served at Leilani's on Willow and Nice. What? Across the street from House of Pendragon. So if you guys are over there during
Tate District. Tate District.
During the early
You
days,
coined it the Tate District.
So it's on Clovis. It.
Call
it's
it the
in
Tate
Clovis.
District.
No, it's in still, Clovis.
But that's the Tate
no,
District.
It's in Clovis. Just
no,
like
both House sides are the Tate District.
No, it's in Clovis.
The district doesn't no.
Shut up, Michael.
There's a bleed over.
It's in Clovis. Yeah. All right. You're going to get fucking tased the next time you go to Clovis. Oh, I swear to God.
We heard you talking shit in Clovis. I was working at Clovis yesterday and I didn't, you were itching all day? I didn't signal as I was turning and there was a motorcycle cop down the street just waiting for something to happen. I was like, oh shit, here it comes. Done. Clovis police saw me use my signal. I'm done. He didn't do nothing. I just stared him down and said, don't you come over here. You do nothing.
Did nothing, huh?
No.
You're a tough guy.
Hey, yeah, fuck you. Also, have a nice day.
Also, please don't come up to me.
Also, do not arrest me.
Please. But don't arrest me for going across the street.
But also, fuck you.
any more looking out for us for the VanCom?
You know, well, I don't know if this is coming out at all or not. I know you mentioned something earlier about Noble.
Noble.
Yeah, Noble.
Doing the,
last week.
Last week's.
Yeah, he's looking out for Tongue Ticklers.
Is a listener now.
I listened to that show today.
Tongue Tickles.
Tongue Tickles. There, I want to try the Citra Showers.
Yes, you do.
I'd like to try that.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you do want to try that.
That's one I'm looking out for. There's another one that I saw as well. I've been we're just doing looking out fors right now.
Bell's the beer guy. When did this happen?
Look at Bell's, man. Look what we've done to him.
He's all grows up.
His brother-in-law,
all
too.
Grows up.
His brother-in-law. Are you your brother-in-law drinks a lot of good beer. Are you a better, more educated drinker than your brother-in-law? Although he drinks more than you, are you more like
which one are you talking about?
Isn't your brother-in-law? Doesn't he
from Portland or
local?
Local one. I kind of turned him on to all of it.
Oh, okay,
I think he just likes he can handle the big beers. He likes big beers.
He likes them big,
big and juicy.
Yeah, I like them big and juicy. Yeah.
There was a Citra beer that I was looking out for. God damn it! I wish I could find. I should have. Fucking taking a picture.
It was citrus. You like the Citra.
And it was just a straight can. It just said, this is a Citra fucking IPA made with citrus. And all Citra, shut your ass up. It's Citra kind of deal.
The best name for a beer I've ever heard.
Sit your ass up.
It looked fucking
amazing. Sit your ass up.
Citra ass down.
Sit your ass down. There we go. Boom.
Citra ass down.
Boom.
Citra ass down.
New beer name.
You got something.
Look
there.
At it on tap. See if it's there.
I wish I could. Oh, my God.
Sit your ass down.
It's even better. Holy shit.
I'm going to look for it right now.
I'm going to look. Yeah, if it's too good to be true, it's probably.
Yeah, because we did that. What was that the other week where we thought we came up with the most genius name, but it was. Yeah. Everyone's like, there's had like it. Five different beers named that.
We had had it.
Heard yeah. of it.
Heard of it.
Heard of it.
Yeah. Heard of it does not have the punch as had it does.
Oh, I can't even spell Citra on top.
S. No, that's wrong.
I spell, keep spelling Corda. Well, I think it's time for... Wait.
Untapped just recommended me to try Redankulous from Founders.
Uh-oh.
Redankulous.
Redankulous.
Oh, currently at Whole Foods right now.
All
right.
So maybe that's one we'll have to try.
Four packs, though. Hmm. Not a sixer.
There is a beer called Citra Ass Down. Ow! It is from Against the Grain.
Yeah.
An Imperial IPA. Oh, Citra Ass Down.
Citra Ass
Down. You can commonly find that at Spokeasy.
There's also one from Extra Billy's Smokehouse and Brewery.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
Extra Billy's.
And there's also one called from Tibbs Brewing. And there's also one from Coldwater Brewing. So this is apparently everyone just uses Citra Ass Down.
Gotcha.
Union Station Brewing. Against, and there's another different one from Against the Grain.
What the hell are they
Copper Kettle Brewing has one. There's a Citra Beach Ass Down from Bluegrass.
Beach Ass?
Citra Husky Ass Down from Three Huskies. Citra Wheat Ass Down from Sauktucket.
Watch out for them wheat
parts. Sit your ass back down from another one from Against the Grain. They've wow. used that one. So sit your little ass down from Grainview Brewery. And another sit your ass down from Grainview.
You get a lawsuit. And you Grandview. Get a lawsuit. Everybody yeah. gets a lawsuit.
Wow. That is one of the more popular ones. So there you go. Well, it's time for.
I had a. I was in
Big Cod Drinking, and it's Bells. Big Cod Drinking, waving Big Cod Drinking.
I was in Lake Tahoe this past weekend, as I was telling you guys,
wham.
For a bachelor party. We stopped at a little shitty liquor store trying to score some beer, go nice. Back to our cabin.
Nice.
I was able to score a six pack of Alpine's Hoppy Birthday. So at least I had some Hoppy Birthday, which
all
was
right.
good.
All right.
Just for the shits and giggles, they did have a Lake Tahoe beer there, a Lake Tahoe Pale Ale.
Whoa.
Hmm.
In the six-pack can. And I'm like, fuck, I got to get this. I can try it. If it's good, I'm going to bring it here and give it to you guys.
So it's not here.
And you can thank me for that.
Okay.
Thank you for not bringing it.
You're welcome. So you're saying there's not a chance.
It was pretty bad.
Pretty
so bad. Room for improvement.
So what else? Like, Aaron has said that there is some sort of spot in South Lake that has a lot of beer, like a shop.
You know, I don't know.
It's just across the line.
Oh.
It's actually in the
California
side
or Nevada side?
No, Nevada side. It's a little liquor store, and they have doors for days and a growler fill station, too.
A growler fill station?
I know what he's talking about.
Oh, Bells.
I didn't see that.
So, if you're heading...
Now, we were in Euro Boy Band 2000 mode. We had places to go.
Nightclubs
now,
to see.
Did any of the casinos have any kind of craft on tap?
Oh.
Was there anything outside of Sierra?
No, they had Lagunitas IPA, and they had another... They had Sierra Nevada Torpedo.
Oh, well, they said that.
So, we had two IPA choices.
The Hard Rock Hotel has a craft beer bar.
What? Yeah. In South Lake?
Uh-huh.
Mm. Did you even go in the Hard Rock?
Yeah, we went to the Hard Rock.
You didn't look around very well, then.
No, I don't know.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I don't know.
Oh.
Ooh, what you got there?
Oh, well, people were talking about looking out for beers.
What?
Noble Ale Works, Tongue okay. Tickles, Double IPA.
My pee can hold off for
ba,
now.
Ba, 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 ba. Saw this, and I think it was called SD Beer Works, a little bottle shop. It was on the beach, one of the beach towns in San Diego.
Terrible. Who's the beach?
Hughes Beach.
This has just been like, this got bottled like not too long ago.
Probably. I don't know.
With the label refresh.
It's from San Diego. Nobles. Nobles, Anaheim. LA. Yeah.
This is bottled 9 days ago.
Wow. Wow. 9 day old.
Fucking old beer. Why'd you bring this shit?
I don't know, man.
Shelf turd.
Ooh, ooh. The aroma.
I'm going to say.
Stop taking all the aroma.
I'm taking it.
No.
Thank you to Joseph.
I took it. Sorry.
Thank you to Joseph. Thank you to Evan for
that. We're not cheers. We're not cheersing yet, bro.
No, we're just talking about Noble.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Evan, I didn't know that we made it
for Noble. Evan and Joseph both brew for Noble.
Thank you, Evan and Joseph.
Evan brews Noble and Joseph Isaac.
Cheers to Evan and Joseph.
That's pretty rad. You get your freaking, the beer you're looking out for gets poured right in front of you now.
Amazing.
Lynn, you may leave.
Dreams do come true.
That's the nose I want on a hoppy beer. That's it.
And the peasants rejoice.
There it is.
The first time Buku came to town, it had this nose on it.
Oh, make it a Buku comparison. Damn, Buku's. What's going on with Buku lately, bro?
And it dropped off and it changed. Something happened with
Something happened to Buku.
Something,
man,
happened with it.
This Buku was like beer of the year here, and then
this is really good. This is really good. This smells great. This tastes great.
Sip it fresh, bro.
This has a good front end. It's got a great back end.
Oh boy, does it!
Oh, you better believe it. I like it.
You like a good back end.
That's right.
All right.
I hate to see it go, but I love to watch it leave.
Oh, yeah. All right.
I would brush this on some ribs. Is what I would do.
Oh man, I like to brush it on
wakey
something.
Eggs and bakey. Moment
well,
of silence.
That's enjoyable.
A moment of silence for the hops that died for this beer. Thank you.
I can't get over this beer. Oh my god,
we're still really drinking.
Can I see the bottle? I'd like to
lick it. You're trying to lick the bottle.
Keep it away from
your
tank. I kind
of forgot to put this on.
Bells is licking the condensation off the bottle. That's how much he likes it.
Do not put this bottle by your taint.
This is not a taint beer.
My favorite part is when he says Ben caught drinking.
I think
that's a good part.
I believe that would be his encore song. Encore.
He hasn't played Ben caught drinking yet, but he's gonna play it, right? He's like gotta play it.
Lights are out, right? Lights are out.
Yeah. It's like,
and all of a sudden you hear is wow. Encore.
Okay, that's all I got. See you guys later.
Yeah, see you. All right, see you guys later.
Galaxy, Citra, and Simcoe hops.
Apparently everyone likes Galaxy, Citra, and Simcoe.
Center, man, and I think 8% straight is the 8. Perfect double IPA percentage.
Yeah,
right there.
Galaxy also 8-0, a good huh? song 8-0 was from perfect... Blind Melon.
Look at Pliny the Elder.
Oh, Pliny's an 8-er?
Pliny's an 8. This is an 8. 8-0. Pliny's an 8-0. It gives you just the right amount of beer. It gives you the right amount of alcohol. Right amount of beer.
Rolling
right amount of alcohol, right amount of hops, right amount of a little bit of malt if you need to put it in there. Whatever.
Well, I have my untapped opens.
No oh, hey, Mikey, what have you been drinking?
Yeah. Dorktown on Untapped.
He's trying to bring the show back.
Fortunately, Bell's isn't on Untapped.
No, I don't.
I'd enjoy it if he was.
No.
I was, of course, at Festival of Dankness, put on by Modern Times in the San Diego. Oh. It was at all IPA Festival, Bell's.
I was a Euro boy band.
Euro boy band. I mean, come on. That is, I know everyone talks about Farson Walker Invitational as being the best, but this is all dank San Diego-ness.
There was a lot of other bachelorette parties and a lot of women in town.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
I'm going to... Yeah, I didn't get to check everything. Okay, wait.
Wait.
I should back it up. Before Festival of Dankness.
Do it proper.
I went
This is the place to go. This is the closest San Diego-esque place to Fresno, and it's super fucking awesome. I wrote a post about it on thefresnan.com and tied it to Fresno.
How did I miss it?
It is Bagby's beer, and this dude's from originally from Pittsport, came over, opened up Bagby's. This place, it's in Oceanside, California, which is basically the first San Diego stop, if you want to call it San Diego.
Okay.
Still. This is where we drove. My friend Aaron and I drove down, got through the... Oh, God, LA is a fucking bastard to get through. Jesus.
Yeah. Man,
it just sucks up Fresno. You got to get through the Grapevine and through LA to get to San Diego. It's a fucking gauntlet.
But that second half of the leg... That second leg is the bitch.
Oh,
yeah.
God. It's a bastard. But once you do, your first reward is Bagby's. And, oh, I love this place so much. It is awesome. He's got his own beer there. He's probably got about roughly 10-ish of Bagby beer there. And then he's got upper echelon, top level of other people's beer, similar to how Stone is set up. And he's got Beechwood, he's got all the things that I love on there, and it's like this multi-level place. There's three different bars, there's I would say four different climates to hang out in.
What?
And you can sit there and watch. You sit there and they've got a spot where you look over the brewery section. They've got another bar that's sort of like an event bar where you're having an event. You can have it like sectioned off and have your own event there. Then they have the regular bar that like just the bar part of it. And then they have this upstairs that's just this nice beachy. You can see the ocean. You can sit there and just look at the ocean. And they have amazing food there. Oh, I fell in love with this place quick. And unfortunately, my friends who I was with were just like, they're very much in the mode of like, what's next? What's next?
Let's
find the next place.
No.
And I was like so fucking just content. Like,
leave me here?
I was like, yeah. I was like, I can stay here all night and be so content. But they're just like, my friend Derek, who lives in the area, he's just being, being the host, and like, there's some other things to check out too. There's this and that. And friend Aaron's like, yeah, let's check out some other place. I've had this beer. Like,
I will not move to a smaller room.
He had been there. He had been there before, the Bagby's already. I'm just like, motherfuckers. Like, this is it. This is where I want to be the rest of my life. I'm cool here. And like, they want to leave. I'm like, shit. But I did get a few beers while I was there, and I had a couple Bagby beers, which were great. I had a I'm trying to get back because there was a lot of stuff I fucking had those weekend. I'm almost there. I'm getting there. Beechwood. I had a Beechwood Breaker as a pale. It's just a regular pale from Beechwood that I hadn't had. Oh, it was excellent. All you need is love from Bagby, a pale. This was fucking good. They had a fall brewing on tap. The one we've been talking about, magical and delicious. That was excellent. And then we moved on to this fucking stupid fucking place down the street. I had a Latitude 33 Blood Orange IPA. That was actually really good. I am recommending that one as a good beer to have. Later that night, unfortunately, we were there early, and so I couldn't hook up with anybody from SE Beer Talk or 3B Zine. Greg was getting off work when we were leaving, and I think 3B Zine was going to be at Pizzaport in the area, but they were there in the evening, so it just... The timing fucked up for that, so unfortunately I couldn't hook up with them. But later that night we went to Culture Brewing, which is good. I had the Keyhole IPA from Culture. They were too packed though. It was like a scene. Mm-hmm. It was like a total scene, and it was hard to relax, and there was just a lot of people. Which is fun, but also as a beer geek, you kind of like want to like check out the beer, and it's hard to do when it's like that. But so the then we went to I'm trying to think which nights was which. I think we went home after. We didn't go home, but we didn't go any craft beer bars. So after that, but the next day was Festival of Dankness. And just that was amazing. I am definitely putting that on. I would recommend everybody put that on the schedule next year. Festival of Dankness, San Diego, a really awesome festival. They had these amazing water stations. I even took a picture of the water station. I haven't put it up anywhere yet, but they had, in the middle of the festival, they have these giant tanks. Mm-hmm. These plastic water tanks. I've never seen these before. Maybe you have, Bearded Brewer.
Yeah, I think it's probably the same ones they had at beer camp.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, kind of looks like a UFO. There's like 10 faucets around
Something like that. That was it. So they were one of the few times I've seen at a festival, they had water stations were covered. Mm-hmm. It is rare at a beer festival anymore. The water stations are covered, but that was not obviously the feature. They had all these amazing beers, and I think the one I was impressed with the most was from Arizona Wilderness, who is one of the beer geeky places in Arizona. They're in a Phoenix suburb. The Willie Nelson Haze, I think that was my biggest recommend of the there. But I also had Society, the Garage Project, Death from Above, Chapman crafted beer, which Tony Bags was all about Chapman. He's like, you gotta try this Chapman. Jester King was there at a Witchmaker Farmhouse Rye.
Ooh.
Attack Frequency from Modern Times.
God damn it.
Had it. That was probably might be number two of the festival. It was damn good. It's what is advertised. You should totally try it, guys. I mean, I don't know why you're not trying it.
Dick.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you don't try it.
Because Trader Joe's won't pick it up.
I'll pick up a bottle on the way home.
From Great Raft Brewing at Arms Lane.
On clearance.
Fieldwork St. Thomas, excellent beer. Had it already, but I still had it. Bottle Logic Elevation Change, that was freaking good. Half Acre was there at a Valero from Half Acre.
Out of a Valero?
Yeah, of a Valero. Vallejo, okay. Sorry. Corruption from God damn it. From fucking Corruption. DC Brawl, dude.
DC Brawl.
Noble.
East Coast.
Noble was there. Juicy J17. I had that. Ooh. It was good. Whoa. And then after that, we went to a legendary place in San Diego.
Denny's?
Yeah, Denny's. Mm-hmm. The Denny's, like it's the ultimate Lenny's. Denny's.
Yeah, you went to the Denny's Lounge?
It's pronounced Lenny's.
Is it O'Henry's or O'Doul?
No, it's called Hamilton's.
Hamilton's, if there you go. Hamilton's Pub.
I finally went there. We went there after because it was a meetup.
You
like,
went to the Chachki's.
Tony Baggs is going there a lot. Flingers. I think Greg was going to go there.
I don't care, whatever.
I thought everybody was kind of going to go there. The place was super packed, but I didn't see anybody in there.
That's because they were all at Fall Brewing.
Yeah, I guess they're at Fall. You Fall.
Yeah, they're all at fall. Brewing. Don't you know San Diego industry goes to Fall?
But brewing. It was also a Santa Adairs tap takeover there.
It doesn't
there.
Matter. Fall Brewing is in Fall Brewing.
It is Fall.
We
it's
went
fall.
To that when it's we the best. Were there, didn't we?
Hamilton's? No, we no, didn't. We went to Fall we did not Brewing. Go to, yeah, we went to Fall, yeah. Yeah. I forgot we went to Fall.
We went to
Greg
Fall.
Greg had to remind me. He's like, dude, you did go to Fall. I was like, yeah, totally. I totally remember.
I know what you're talking about.
But, yeah.
I don't remember anything.
Hamilton's is amazing. It is a I definitely recommend going to Hamilton's. But I only vaguely remember having a beer there. I think I had a Sante. Yeah, yeah.
If you're, yeah, okay.
In the air. So, come on, bro. Yeah. The dregs.
The dregs, man. Get it?
Oh, no, I have some. I feel bad. Somebody else should have that. I still have a little bit of this. I'm trying to pawn off this Noble. And then we went to, after Hamilton's, we went to Coin Op. And I was shutting it down.
Coin Op's fucking fun.
It's fun. I was shutting it down there. I don't remember. I ordered a beer there, but I don't remember what it was. I got all melancholy while I was there, and like
because it wasn't Bagby.
Yeah, it wasn't Bagby's. And I was getting texts from my wife, like, your daughter misses you, call her. And I was just got, like, total, like, I miss being home now. And like, I called, and, like, this is how idiotic I am, especially when I've had beer. Like, I couldn't hear there. So instead of walking outside to where it was quiet, I got behind a video game, like, thinking, like, that's more sight, like, I could hear the phone better behind some game.
Yeah, of course you can.
So I just, like, hid behind a video game to talk to my 7-year-old daughter, like, oh, why, man? Like, this is where, like, all I needed to do is walk the fuck outside, but I couldn't figure that out. I got behind a game, like, this is way quieter back here. And, like, so, I didn't do much of coin op other than watch people play games, which is fun. And then we went to some dumb shit bar that had dancing or something. And
was it Bar Pink?
No, it wasn't. But no, here's what happened. Like, you couldn't tell what was on tap. They had tap, so you couldn't tell. It was just, and my friend Derek, you ordered me the beer, and I didn't know what was going on. And he's like, oh, here's your beer. And I was like, oh, yeah, what is this? You know, I was like, oh, this is definitely IP. What is this I'm having? He's like, that's a Sculpin. Order a Sculpin. I'm like, no, what have you done? I haven't had a Sculpin since a buyout. I had a buyout Sculpin.
As you spit it out all over the bar.
Now you can have mango.
No, I still drink. I was like, what am I going to do?
Might as well been Rebel IPA, bro. Yeah,
no. Now you can have a Grunion, bro. Now you can drink Grunion when it comes back.
No, I can't drink anything.
Mike, do you hear that? Your light bar is on the way for your truck.
Yes. Light bar, bro. Light bar. So there you go. That's what I've been caught drinking. Sorry it took so long, but it was a San Diego been caught drinking. Shut up, bro.
I've also been drinking Block 15.
Block 15?
Sticky Hands out of fucking Oregon.
That looks so good.
It was delicious.
I saw a photo of
it. It was delicious.
Double IPA, 8.2%.
Really? An Oregon IPA? Good?
Oregon IPA, West Coast style IPA.
Ooh. Was it really West Coast style?
It was.
Or was that what they think is a West Coast style?
It's fucking good.
Confirmed.
It's fucking good. It's what Tricera hops used to be. Tricera hops.
Kunisami has a tap takeover from Ninkasi right now.
Ninkasi was relevant about
Ninkasi's 10-year anniversary.
7 years ago, when Tricera hops was a different beer. It's super
bold,
malty now.
Bold. It is pretty malty.
Hey, they used to be my number two, man. Number one was Pliny. Where some people have told me, I don't like Pliny because it's too malty.
Wow.
Who said that?
What the fuck are they drinking?
Do you want me to say who said that?
No.
Because you guys know who it is.
No, I don't want to say now.
Yeah, we don't want to.
And they brew.
Don't burst any bubbles.
I don't want to say, bro.
I'm not going to say it.
I'll tell you after this shit.
I don't like getting people in trouble, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, man.
All right. What else? Minkon drinking? Anything? Interesting.
Block and Drake's their session IPA. Kickback.
Yeah, Kickback's nice, dude.
I've been drinking Kickback IPAs.
I recommend it. It's only $10 for the 6-pack.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been drinking that.
They don't know what they got down there, Fig Tree.
It's a little weak. I mean, it's only like a 4.5%.
Well, it's a session,
percent.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's like $2 per ABV. That's ridiculous.
There was a couple of times I had that at the Popolos. So
it was a good
option. Yeah,
it's all right.
It's nice.
And then I got picked up a 4-pack of Blazing World.
That old stuff.
Which I need to. Yeah. I got to be in the mood for it. I've realized this.
Yeah.
If I crack that open when I'm not in the right frame of mind of Blazing World, it does not go down good.
Whew.
Doesn't taste good.
I agree with this.
I got to be in the right frame of mind. It's got to be the right temperature too. The beer has to be a
cold
temperature. That's just me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the Block 15 was
Block 15. That's their biggest reco this week.
Like, yeah, is it kind of like Pen 15?
I have no idea. I don't know what that is.
Oh, you don't.
Mm-mm.
Just write Pen 15 in your mind and see what.
Pen 15, he says. Is that penis?
Yes.
The penis mighty, Archerback.
There we go.
The Bearded Brewers. I don't think we covered your big con.
No. I bought another bottle of the Hop Concept, the Mosaic, and Eureka.
Damn it. Still, now I need to try that.
Still fucking enjoying that.
Where are you getting that at?
Yeah, where the hell are you getting that at?
Fucking Fig Tree, top shelf.
Top shelf, top shelf.
Those dipshits that never have fucking anything have that?
Yep.
Oh.
I saw a lemon and grassy one, and I passed on it.
So that's a door over. If you go, it's a different label. It's
I was at MGA.
Oh, it's not the air freshener label.
Yeah, so there's the air freshener label, which is the lemon and grassy, and then there's the I guess it would be rectangle.
That's what's different.
Yeah. See, that's what's messing me up.
But yeah, it's a rectangle label, and it's very nondescript, but it'll say Hop Freshener Series, and then it says Mosaic and Eureka. So still had one of those, still fucking good.
One thing I've been bragging about was I
had 2 days at Spokeasy.
Bean Cob bragging!
And I actually helped them change a keg so they could put on Beechwood's Laurel, which was an IPA that was kegged on 8/16. It literally drove up and put on tap that night. It could not be any fresher.
The freshest out of town beer ever that happened in Fresno.
I don't even know if bars that normally get beach would get it that fresh.
I don't think so, dude.
Wow.
So, and that day I was like, Mom, just give me a half pint. And then I finished it and I'll take the other half of that
pint. I'll go ahead and take the other half.
And that's
now?
What happened. Yeah.
Thank you.
I've been sipping on some Hobo Pilsner, breaking it up when I'm out drinking. Hobo Pilsner from Dust Bowl Brewing Company.
Prefer the taco truck.
Locker. I'm glad you mentioned Dust Bowl. I drove through 99 and I didn't see Dust Bowl on the off the freeway.
It's on your left side.
I didn't see it. I missed it.
Whoa.
I drove through Turlock.
Turlock.
Missed it. And then we drove back and missed it again. And just didn't see it.
Oh,
it's literally like Chevrolet dealership and them on the side of the freeway.
If you want. I'm not going to drive back again and look.
I will drink it tomorrow.
You could just drive back and look. Or just...
It's up to you.
Damn it.
I've had another Flat Tail Little Green. It's a dry hopped Saison. Pretty good beer. Comes in cans also at Spokeasy. Oh,
speaking of cans.
Can somebody...
Oh.
Ooh.
I love gold!
Mikey, can you put on your breaking news
breaking news? This just in, I'm from the perfect bar.
Almanac has successfully made a West Coast IPA that is fucking drinkable. You could throw them back. Mm-hmm. So Almanac has their San Francisco IPA, comes in a 12-ounce can. It is a damn good IPA.
I've had that too. It's it's good. And they had it before, or a different version anyway, yes. And it wasn't as good.
No.
It was not as good. This is better.
12-ounce can, it's what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Laurel from Beechwood came on, they had the hop concept, the lemon zesty or lemon whatever the fuck that was. I choked it down just to get to the Laurel.
You know what? I had that one before last year. I don't think I remember liking it that much. The lemon and grassy one. Not that it was bad.
This can, though. I've been looking out for this little engine. I just need to go back to that, to Monterey. And
who doesn't?
I've also been drinking some Blazing World, but I actually crave hoppy red ales. So
yeah, you're all about red hoppy reds.
I like hoppy reds. Mm-hmm. I like the gingers.
What beer do we have here, the Nick 80?
Donated to us by Garage Door Brewing.
Yeah,
he heard my looking out for. Two shows was it last show or two shows ago? Two shows ago.
Sounds like that.
Alvarado Street Brewing at the Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
Cold pressed hop juice IPA India Pale Ale. We're doing ABV. Oh,
it's got a
tell it.
Ooh, okay.
It's got a funky aroma.
Hops are Eldorado, Azaka, Citra, and Galaxy.
It smells a lot like the tongue twister.
I'm gonna say 8.
It's got a lot of scent like that.
Bearded Brewers in an 8.
Hmm. I'm going to say 7.5.
Bells.
We look at two bells.
I'm going to go 7.
I'm regretting. I think I want to go higher.
What?
No, no, no. I picked 7. I picked 7.5. I'm sticking with that. I'm just thinking I think I should have gone higher.
You should have gone lower, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What?
6.5.
What? 6.5. What?
Oh.
What?
What? This is an outrage.
Bullshit. This is an outrage.
That's when I'm done drinking this beer.
So what you're That's saying is this we can't is, tell shit.
Okay, so.
So what you're telling me? So, this is a lower alcohol.
Monterey, you spent all that time drinking beer, and you can't tell shit.
Monterey has 3 breweries, I think. I think they have 3 breweries.
That's way too many breweries for a small place.
They have Cannery Row.
Yes, Cannery Row Brewing, Alvarado Street, and I think there's one more.
Pete's.
Yeah, something like
something
Pete's.
Something like that.
Yeah. So
Peter B's.
Peter B's.
Yeah.
Scotty B's.
Scotty B's.
They're all like brew pubs?
Yeah, pretty much. They're all pretty much brew
but
pubs.
There's some secret, not so secret news.
Mm.
Fieldwork is opening a satellite tap room in Monterey.
Damn.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. They're doing Sacramento, which should be open in September, and they're also doing Monterey.
That's the shit.
All right the brewing there. Will still be done out of Berkeley.
Untouched territory, Monterey.
Okay, there'll be no brewing in Monterey, but
no,
they will get all the fieldwork.
There'll be a tap room in Monterey from fieldwork.
That's too many stuff for Monterey. That's enough, Monterey. That's enough.
First, you get the fucking aquarium.
Yeah.
You get the fish.
Yeah.
The now salt? This, you got Bubba Gumps.
Some saltwater.
Yeah, you got Bubba Gumps. Ooh, you got Bubba Gumps, Monterey. That's enough.
How will that be going to Bubba Gumps and getting that field work with your chum bucket?
Yeah, that doesn't feel right. And then you got that movie, the Finding Dory. That's all Monterey.
God damn, this is out of Salinas? These fuckers
they're
are
saying
doing
Salinas?
That's fucking good.
Ooh. Yeah. Bell's. Yeah. And Bell's says your IPA is good.
Good.
No, that's a good beer.
That's a really good beer.
So.
It's clean.
My question is, what, that's Monterey's nice. Still about 2-ish hours away?
What's funny is Monterey is directly west of Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
Yet quicker to get to Cayucas, which is south of us, or Pismo, Cayucas, San Luis. Mm-hmm.
But my point is,
so yeah, it's about 2.5 hours.
It's about 2.5 yeah. hours, which Berkeley on a good day is about 2.5 hours,
mm-hmm.
Bay Area. So it's just kind of like, what would you rather do? Would you rather drive to Berkeley or would you rather drive to Monterey if you were wanting some field work?
I think Monterey.
Right. So yeah. I think that's kind of like a good choice for us Fresnians.
Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, it's better than them not doing it, but why aren't they just doing Fresno? You know what I'm saying? Field work. When are we going to get our remote tap room?
Yeah.
When is Fresno going to get a remote tap room for somebody cool?
It'll probably be Firestone.
I've heard a lot about field work, and I want to thank our bearded brewer here, Matt. Mikey brought out a crowler for us to enjoy on our last Dorktown. He cracked open a crowler. It was after our my me and Ed's experience.
Mm-hmm.
Said I got something here from Matt. And man,
was
that was
pulp free.
Oh god, that was fucking phenomenal.
Excellent beer.
It was phenomenal.
They had that at the Festival of Dankness too.
And Mikey was like, and every now and then, when there's a good beer out, Mike always looks out for me. He'll be like, mm-hmm. all right, let me pull this one out. This one I gotta save for Bells for when he comes on. That I haven't had something that has stood out to me.
Wow.
In a long time.
Wow.
Since that one. That was a really, really good beer. So I want to thank you. That was freaking phenomenal.
You're welcome.
We enjoyed the hell out of it.
I almost kept that one to myself, and I was like, well, Mikey, you have a choice. You either get Simcado or Pulp Free. And he was just like, well, he's all as tempting as both of those sound.
I chose wisely.
You chose wisely.
Cheers. Let's get some cheers out. Cheers to Derek Kennedy, to M. Pint Shanks.
What?
Yeah, M. Pint Shanks on the on Pint tap. Shanks. Marcus Sanchez. He is a listener of the Perfect Pour, and he was pouring at Festival of Dignus. And I had my Perfect Pour button on.
Oh yeah.
And he goes, "Hey, Perfect Pour, Mikey." I was like, "Yes." Whoa. I was like, "Yeah, it's me." Like, it had it's a me. Listener. It's me. Like, "Hey, what's up?" Yeah, it's me too. No, but we
you
had.
You didn't pull out your dick and like drop your hand.
No, and like it was so cool because I was with Tony Bags, but Tony Bags had already gotten a beer from him, but you know he didn't know. Tony Bags didn't know. I was like, "Dude, this is Tony Bags." He's like, "Oh my god, that's Tony Bags!" And like, it was so fucking cool. I mean,
nice.
I enjoyed that highly. I passed out a few buttons to people that are like, "Hey, you look like you like buttons." And they're like, "Yeah, I like buttons. Check this out." Yeah. I'm like, "This is a perfect four." And they're like, "What?"
Perfect.
Yeah, that like, sums what? It up. And I was like, "Well, you can find it on iTunes if you go on your. You have iTunes? Yeah.
We're on the Brewing Network, I promise."
I'm like, yeah, look on the Brewing Network. Yeah, we're there. So, yeah, it was pretty cool having those buttons and like, but I was waiting for somebody random to come up and that never happened. Yeah. But it's still cool. But cheers to Festival of Dankness, all the organizers. It was a well-run event. It was how you do it. It was hot. Like, I keep hearing all these SD guys, San Diego guys, like, "Hey, it's fucking hot." I'm like,
"Yeah,
you guys, you don't even you know. You guys are pussies,
you don't
man.
Even know, bro.
I didn't even know." But it was fucking hot. It was fucking hot. Like, it was humid hot. Like,
you didn't bring your Fresno Heat street cred?
No, I mean, I was fine. Yeah, but okay. Still, it was just like, "Hey, man, I'm in San Diego. I'm supposed to experience, like, nice weather."
Right.
And it was hot.
But, like everybody should be melting. You should be there, like,
right.
No sweat, not a drop.
Yeah.
Just like, I got this.
Stupid.
I got this.
Bullshit.
Heat. Yeah, that's bullshit, man. Any cheers, you guys?
I'd ask for a refund for everything.
Yeah, I would, too.
It's too hot.
Totally should have.
You did not warn me about this heat.
Yeah. Give me a refund. Give me my money back.
Give me my fucking refund.
I have a couple of cheers.
Cheers.
These are all people on Untappd.
I love there Untappd.
Aaron Peters, newest or one of the new friends on the Untappds. There is this guy called Tyler Green. He calls himself Gang Green Racing. Nice. I believe so. Tyler from Libertina. He's now my Untappd friend. Then I got a random friend request from the Bearded Cicerone, and he has a beard, and he is a certified Cicerone.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
It's a good one.
So, he's an Instagram follower, too.
Yeah, I just follow him on Instagram as well. And then there is Sarah Gillette. She is also a newer Untappd friend. And then there's Jason. I do not want to butcher his last name.
That's a weird last name.
I want to say
Voorhees.
Well, it's
he kills people. He's got a machete.
I want to say Belvins machete.
Hockey mask,
but it's Belevins. Blevins.
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 There's a baseball player Blevins. So
okay, well we'll go with that. Is that him?
Maybe.
Is Jason Blevins the baseball player? Okay. No. Okay.
I think it's Jeremy Blevins actually.
Oh, so those are my new Untappd friends, and thank you.
My, the Nick 80.
Hi, Lowell. Does Hillsbills still play the drinking game? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, Hillsbills, do you still play the drinking game?
I don't even know.
We need to get an update on Hillsbills. I haven't heard from her.
We're getting worried. Getting worried.
Yeah, I know, man.
Well, obviously, cheers to Garage Door Brewing for the IPAs.
Fuck yeah.
All the IPAs.
Garage Door Brewing.
The Alvarado and the Blue Cheese. Blue I don't know cheese. If you guys liked it.
They pulled it off. I liked it. They pulled it off.
I liked it.
I liked the second one. I liked the double dry hopped.
Yeah, there you go.
I liked the dry hopped, or the double. Or
he kind of figured that out, too. He's like, if you're an IPA guy, you're going to like the dry hop version.
Yeah.
But the Blue Cheese, there's something to it. You know,
it has a flavor.
But first time out, that's the first smell. One ever. That's first blue cheese beer ever.
Can't
so,
you smell that? Smell?
I'm not knocking it.
You know, what do you got to say about that? It's like, how do you make a drinkable beer the first time?
Okay, man. He's out there doing these experimental things. And that's cool.
Please read the bottom of that can.
Old Doyle rules. Alvarado Street Brewery's Hop Juice can on the bottom, printed above the date. Old Doyle rules.
Oh, whoops. Shit. Wow. Wow. Fonzie's here? What the hell's going on? Oh, you know what? I'm glad you played that, actually. I do want a Fonzie's Dorktown because that was cool. I got a little shout out last Dorktown episode from.
What was that, positive Bells shout is like, out?
Does he even fucking listen?
Yeah, like, I was say, I think Bells is like Mikey stood up
for me.
I don't fucking listen to that show. I know that.
Oh, you just come on the, like, the 100th and 200th. you're like the, some of the people that come on our show are like, oh, only listen to the shows I'm on.
No, I've always said that. Yeah. I've always said I only listen to what I'm on.
I only listen to the show.
Yeah, Bells, man, you're in, dude. Yeah. You're in. That's cool. I don't like the people that ask to be on a, whether it's Dorktown, Perfect Bar, whatever. That I'm like, I want to be on your podcast. Oh, okay, cool. And then like they don't even listen. They're like, listen when I'm on. Yeah, fuck you. Don't fucking ask to come on my fucking show then.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if you don't listen. I don't need you.
Don't give.
I don't need any fucking guests.
Don't give any pens, Mike.
Only if you listen to the show do I give a fuck.
No button for you.
No cheers.
For no pens for you. You don't get any pens.
No pens, no cheers.
I want a pin. No. You don't get a pin.
Unsuccess.
You're not a great success.
No tricycle.
Yeah. Not even tricycle.
No.
Not even tricycle.
The guy with the tricycle looks down at you and like, man.
Not even a jello shot of water. How about that? Not even a shot glass of water.
Nope. Whoa. Nope, you're terrible.
Cheers to Hennessy's S.
Hennessy?
Hennessy.
I don't like Hennessy.
Your Hennessy?
Hennessy. He's an untapper.
He's in the untapper.
Ryan K. T.T. And Jeffrey Echeverria and Aaron Peters. Cheers.
I don't know any of them, so.
Also, you should know them. All of them.
He doesn't know who they are. Bells can't cheer.
Well, if you had fucking Untappd.
Yeah,
Bells.
Sorry.
Come on.
I don't need a record.
Here's what you do when you have an app you don't want everyone to see. You hide it in the folder that just says, like, oh, computer stuff or whatever.
Stocks.
Like, oh, and stocks. Bonds. And you're like, oh, that's a benign folder. I won't check that folder. But really, there's some cool shit in that folder.
Porn.
Good ass apps.
Porn
apps in there.
Porn.
That's great. When your significant other is about a million times more savvy at computer knowledge than you are, and knows what kind of shit you could be hiding and knows where exactly where to fucking look for.
You know to look in the most benign folder ever. You just, like trash folder.
You just don't do it.
Nothing here.
That's what you label. Nothing folder.
Don't look in this fucking folder. Just big ass cock on there. Don't look in this folder. Big ass dick.
Stuff to read on toilet.
Look at that.
The folders that will show like the first image of the folder. They're like, oh, favorite? Why? There's a lot of booby pics on this folder image. I don't know who did that.
Giant. Favorite gardening apps.
I got like, oh, Bell's had my phone for a little bit. I don't know what he did. He must have gotten crazy.
Oh, God.
To-do list.
Upload.
Yeah, right. He doesn't do shit.
Honey do list. Yeah. Oh, what's he got in here? Oh, pictures of boobs.
There you go.
Great.
I love my wife.
Oh, this is so sweet. He loves me. What does he have in here?
Titties!
Other girls' titties!
Is that mine? It doesn't look like me. I'm not groomed like that down there.
Is this after? No.
Wall Street Journal.
We still need to wrap up the show here, guys. Oh. Yeah, come on. Yay, perfect pour.
Yeah. Matt left a long time ago. Yeah. He's like, I thought we were done.
Yeah, he's like, oh, wait, I thought we were done.
Oh, shit, you guys are still talking?
Yep. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Four Craft Beer Show. Please have a safe week drinking. Don't hide your booby pics in, like, generic folders. Yes.
You will get caught.
You will get caught.
Mr. Gorfarin, I'm gonna be my service. Hello, this is Gorgon.
This is Gorgon.
What may I help you?